Blog Talk Radio.
Suckers want money talk, but it can't touch my free lock box.
Thank you.
La 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 I'll give a little bit of my love to you. There's so much that we need to share. So send a smile.
Thank you. Thank you. Junior Crazy Nation Radio. Hey, how's it going? It's 1/14/2023. We made it this far. It's World A. It's your host, Ron Rack, and it's Crazy Nation Radio. Hope y'all had a great weekend or a good weekend. Why in the fuck are you starting? What the hell is going on? Jesus Christ. Wow, man. The lightning bolts, electricity is blowing my mind. I can't take it no more. But anyway, you know, as you see the shit going on lately in the fucking news, it's the same old bullshit. This is Retard Night on Crazy Nation Radio, Saturday, 1/14/2023. Retardation at its finest. We're going to speak about the most retardedest fucking things we ever known, man. And okay, all right, I've been putting it off. I'm sorry. Mike, brother, don't bash me. Don't beat me up. Anyway, wondering why I'm on BTR again. Well, they made me an offer I couldn't refuse. I couldn't refuse the offer. I had to take it, you know, so I had to do that, you know, so. Anyway, but that doesn't mean I'm not elsewhere, too. I'm also on a couple other formats, you know. I'm spreading around, man. I'm like a fucking disease. I'm worse than fucking any fucking COVID. I'm serious. A mask ain't going to stop me. It ain't going to matter. You're still going to get me. All of me, I guess. Hopefully not, but hey. That's what's going on. That's why I'm back over here. Back where I started. Yep, BTR. Back where I started. This is where it all began 14 years ago.
Fuck.
Whew, man. You know, I was just a listener, minding my own fucking business, and I just had a call in one time. That's all it took. One time. Then I became a host of a show. Somebody else's show. How I started my beginning. You know, it's like the beginning. I'm at to call A&E and get a biography. Well, when Ron Rex started radio and, you know, blog shit and, you know, he was just a bad, hard, poor living baby when he grew up. He lived in poverty and trash and lived in the swiller of life and just nastiness, trash and sewer and dog shit. That's where he lived. But he grew up. He played beatball. He, you know, he made barbecue and worked on a few cars and, you know, picked up trash and used to collect metal cans and stuff to, you know, take recycling to papers next six pack beer and, you know, had a pretty hard time doing all that. Then he grew up one day and he's on a computer and he started listening to radio shows on a computer, like the old radio. And all of a sudden here he is. Yeah. No, there you go. That's I'm fucking with you. But that's kind of how it went. Kind of. No, not really. But anyway, I'm here light and bright. Where is Gunslinger at tonight? I'm surprised he's not here. He's been around a couple of nights, man. He's been hiding out. He must be hanging out at Hooters again, you know? Really sticking into Hooters bars and shit and going looking to, you know. You know. Anyway, so, you know, this is the time I start playing a couple clips, and that's how we're going to do it. Let's get flipping some clips, and then we'll get in and open up some microphones, and if some people, more people show up, everybody, well, I got Mike here. You might call in. Of course, Mike, hope you see the number, blah, 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 blah. I'll dedicate the number again, because, you know, Skype is sometimes. But anyway, I'm going to flip the clip, and we're going to get into the crazy bullshit on these documents that Biden has been stored in his garage next to his Corvette in his locked garage. And apparently some Chinaman also has a copy of key to the house. Try to figure. But these documents have been in there for some time. This is back when he was vice president. Then there was Trump, you know, and that you know, he was that. Then his own, you know, he's been in the business for 2-3 years now. So that's 7 years ago. Damn near practically when Trump was out of the fucking house, they was on his ass in Key Largo. Joe Biden knows somebody that keeps him out of fucking jail. You know, like Harris. So anyway, well, let me flip some clips and we'll get into all that crazy bullshit. It's fucking nuts. Anyway, here we go.
Good evening and welcome to Tucker Carlson Tonight. It is Friday, so we are thrilled to be able to open the show tonight with some rare good news. It doesn't happen very often, and when it does, we celebrate. One of the main problems with the U.S. government is that there's no way to know exactly what it's doing because you're not allowed to know. More than a billion federal documents, a billion, have been declared classified, and that means they're off limits to you and all other ordinary American citizens who don't work for the government. You're not allowed to see them, despite the fact they belong to you. Now, no matter what you may have heard, the point of the system is not to protect the country from foreign adversaries. Under the Biden administration, we don't even bother to do that anymore. No, the point of this system is to take power from the voters and the officials they elect and hand that power to the permanent bureaucracy in Washington. It's infuriating, and over time, it is dangerous. But for once, we can report some meaningful pushback against this regime of obstinacy and deceit. Kevin McCarthy of California became Speaker of the House last Friday, and in one of his first big policy changes, he is pledging to let Americans see, quote, all that happened at the U.S. Capitol on January 6, 2021. That means finally releasing the roughly 14,000 hours of surveillance footage from that day that as of tonight remain hidden. Watch this.
Yeah, I think the public should see what has happened on day eight. I watched what Nancy Pelosi did, where she politicized it, where for the first time in the history as a speaker, not allowing the minority to appoint to a committee, to pick and choose. We watched the politicization of this. I think the American public should actually see all what happened instead of a report that's written for a political basis. And, I take the answer. We're looking through that. I want to be very thoughtful about it, but yes, I'm engaged to do that.
Well, yeah. After 2 full years, after a highly publicized and highly politicized congressional committee, after endless grandstanding in the media, after unprecedented political crackdowns, after nearly 1,000 arrests, after all of that, Americans, yes, they do have a right to know what actually happened on January 6th. That's what Kevin McCarthy said. Who would argue otherwise? What's the counter argument? Well, there is one, and Democrats have been making it in court, and that's why the footage from that day is still hidden. Here's an actual quote from an actual brief filed in an actual federal court by an actual left-wing U.S. attorney called Channing Phillips. Quote, national security interests could be harmed by the disclosure of the sealed CCTV videos from the Capitol. Once the capabilities of a U.S. Capitol interior surveillance camera, including its position and whether it pans, tilts, or zooms, is disclosed to the public via the release of a single video from that camera, the cat is out of the bag. So that's it right there. You can't know whether the Capitol's surveillance cameras pan, tilt, or zoom. And if you do know, America is in peril. It's completely absurd. Every human movement in the United States Capitol is recorded by cameras. And you already knew that because the same is true in virtually every public building in the Western Hemisphere. That is not a secret. And of course, it's not the secret the Democrats fear you might learn if you saw the tape. They're probably a lot more concerned about whether you'll discover how many law enforcement agents actively helped January 6th protesters enter the building that day. Some of them definitely did. We know that for a fact because we have the tape. Watch.
Police are squabbling with protesters. Oh, there we go. And they just breached the Capitol again.
So you saw the barricades come down in front of the Capitol. In some cases, it was not actually the police who took them down. We still don't know the identity of the people who did. Why don't we? Well, Julie Kelly has just reported on a remarkable moment in the ongoing trial of a man called Richard Barnett. Barnett is the man photographed with his feet famously on Nancy Pelosi's desk on January 6th. Under cross-examination from Barnett's defense lawyer this week, a U.S. Capitol Police commander called Carnicia Mendoza admitted that unidentified but apparently highly trained agent provocateurs were leading the crowd that day. Here's the exchange. The defense attorney asks, quote, would it be fair to say that at least some of the leading edges of that crowd, they contained bad people or provocateurs? Is that fair? Mendoza's response, quote, it's fair. Mendoza went on to confirm that provocateurs were, quote, highly trained, violent people who work together and coordinate together. Well, that's a remarkable admission. But who were these people? Under oath, the director of the FBI has refused that these provocateurs were working with federal law enforcement. Indeed, Christopher Wray of the FBI has refused to confirm or deny that FBI agents dressed as Trump supporters and breached the Capitol. Watch this.
Did you have confidential human sources dressed as Trump supporters inside the Capitol on January the 6th prior to the doors being opened?
Again, I had to be very careful.
It should be a no. Can you not tell the American people? No, we did not have confidential human sources dressed as Trump supporters positioned inside the Capitol.
Gentlemen,
on January
time
6th.
Has expired.
You should not read anything into my decision not to share information.
Director Ray,
confidential human
gentlemen's
sources.
Time has expired.
Well, that's just completely outrageous. First, it seems very obvious the FBI did have confidential sources dressed as Trump supporters inside the Capitol. But the fact is we have, as Americans, have an absolute right to know how many FBI agents or informants participated in the January 6th riots. Why can't we know? There's no good reason. FBI Director Christopher Wray wants to keep the surveillance footage hidden, so we can't know. Again, the real secret here is not whether the cameras in the Capitol pan, tilt, or zoom. It's ridiculous. The real secret is what really happened there. So for 2 years, the Department of Justice fought release of this footage. But still, some of that footage has emerged. Take a look at this tape. It was obtained
okay.
by BuzzFeed.
So
it was
I'm going to stop this clip because, okay, look. They've had it all the time. It doesn't matter. But they had to concoct up some bullshit to cause some fucking blah, 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 shit. You know, let's cause more confusion for the people. We got to keep these people retarded. You know, the more retarded we keep them, the less they're really realize what we're doing here. So, but then here's now this thing with Biden and he's got the M files. Here we go. You know, so I guess Harris is the next president. You know, Nancy lost her shot, but I'm sure she was hoping for that. I mean, it doesn't seem likely. How fucking stupid could you be, man? It blows my mind when I see this all the time. You know, wow, this shit never ends. There's always some fucking drama. I'm getting to the point where it tends to it. It's getting so stupid. It's a joke. To me, it's just a big fucking joke. Anyway, here's another one. Let's try this one out. God damn, wow, what a fucking world we live in.
Have you ever been in a rush to get somewhere and you forgot something? Maybe you're running late to work. You leave your lunch right out on the counter. Maybe you're so excited to go on vacation, you forgot something big. Sometimes you forget what you pack. And that's been Joe Biden's excuse for stealing highly classified documents. Believe it or not, the White House is telling CNN Joe broke the law because he was in a rush. He had trips planned on the last week of his vice presidency. Joe was flying out to Davos, where he was meeting his bud, Chinese President Xi Jinping. I guess Xi couldn't make it to the foothills of the Himalayas. Joe even flew out to Ukraine to meet the Ukrainian president. What was the big guy doing in Ukraine the week before Trump's inauguration? Well, Hunter was raking in $80,000 a month from working there. That's the million-dollar question. So since Joe was too busy planning his getaway, he had his aides scrambling late night to get him packed up and out of there. So no wonder Joe was surprised when he opened up the garage one day and saw intel briefings on Ukraine, Iran, Great Britain lodged right beneath the Corvette. Joe didn't think twice. There's no place safer than his Corvette. It's protected by a garage door. But no one seems to know how they got there. Joe doesn't know. His staffers don't know. Does the binder know?
I would refer you to the Department of Justice. I'm going to refer you to the Department of Justice.
The binder only referred us to the Department of Justice 20 other times. So we took the binder's suggestion, and we emailed the Department of Justice for some answers. We asked, how'd those documents wind up in Joe's garage? Did anyone besides Joe have access to the docs besides Hunter and his Chinese secretary? Surprise, they actually answered us. Told us, quote, the department declines to comment. But don't worry, some in Washington do have the answer.
I'm suspicious of the timing of it. I'm also aware of the fact that things can be planted on people. Places and things can be planted. Things can be planted in places and then discovered conveniently.
It was obviously Trump who planted the boxes before he was sworn in. They want us to believe this whole thing was just an accident.
President Biden had classified documents in his Wilmington garage is just breaking. Do you think that's irresponsible and reckless of him?
Irresponsible is to not disclose when you have documents. He has certainly done that.
Biden people are bringing forth the documents. They're not obstructing access to them or knowledge about them.
Why did he not inform the American public 2 months ago? Do you think that was a mistake?
Well, I don't know what you're saying.
She doesn't know what she's saying. It was an accident. Give him a break. The Corvette was like Kit from Knight Rider. It would just run over any spy who tried to compromise the garage. Are we supposed to believe that when we know Joe's been sloppy his whole life? The Biden's Delaware home has had a history of security failures. Joe's security system was malfunctioning so badly in 2015 when he was vice president that the Secret Service just shut it off for months, just shut it off. They even shut off his security cameras. They call that pulling a Paul Pelosi. Can you imagine how many people could have just walked in and out of the vice president's house? But Joe said he wasn't worried at all by his faulty security. And if he wasn't worried when he was vice president, do you think the Secret Service finally fixed it when he was a private citizen? Has anybody done any background checks on Biden's landscapers? Who's that guy right there? Is that Joe's arborist? Does that landscaper look Russian to you? Maybe Joe kept them a little more secured in his library. Let's take a look. Look at this right here. Joe had files scattered next to the window. I mean, that's where I would keep my classified docs, next to a window. Forget the locked filing cabinet. You know the spies will look there. They'll never think you'll keep them sitting out on the windowsill. Whatever, the Corvette's like right there. Those things are safe. Joe's documents were spread eagle, ready for the taking. But Joe being careless with the docs isn't even the biggest scandal. Hunter has his fingerprints all over this. He was telling people he owned the house where Joe stored away his secrets, claimed he was also paying $50,000 a month in rent. Why was a 50-year-old man living at his parents' house where he was stuffing his classified documents? And wait a second. If Hunter could afford $50,000 a month in rent, why was he staying with the big guy? The big guy was charging his son $50,000 a month in rent? Wait a second. Is this how Hunter was funneling for money into his dad's pockets? Through rent payments? We just find the smoking gun that's going to take down the Biden crime family. I don't know. Now, we're finding Joe's assistant who packed his bags for him. Kathy Chung was hired after Hunter recommended her. Hey, Dad, I know this Kathy Chung. Trust me, she'll be really good. Don't ask questions. Ms. Chung was so thankful that Hunter got her a job at the White House that she was even sending Hunter phone numbers of Democrats like Crooked, Slick Willie, Nancy. But the bigger scandal is Ms. Chung was setting up appointments with Joe and Amy Gutman. Who's Amy Gutman? Well, she's the president of UPenn. You know, the school China funneled money to Joe through? You know, the Penn Biden Center, the Chinese-funded think tank where the first batch of Biden documents were found stuffed in the closet? And Ms. Chung was inviting Hunter to join Joe Biden and the UPenn president to a meeting. Wait, Hunter even canceled a meeting with the prime minister of the Ivory Coast saying, quote, the Gutman meeting is a must attend for me per dad. Why would Joe Biden make it mandatory for Hunter to be in a meeting with the UPenn president about their Chinese-funded think tank? And why was Hunter meeting with the president of the Ivory Coast? We don't even have time for that tonight. And as soon as Joe's vice presidency was over, Ms. Chung packed up Joe's boxes with classified docs. And Hunter tells Ms. Chung to come work for him again, even gave her an office with a water view. Ms. Chung, very popular with the Bidens, just getting passed around all over the place. The funny thing about Ms. Chung is that she's been working in D.C. for over a decade, and there are no pictures of her anywhere. Can't find them. Who is this Ms. Chung? Why was she handling these classified documents and moving them all around the Mid-Atlantic coast? Was Hunter's Fang Fang jealous of Ms. Chung? You remember Jackie Bao, Hunter's assistant who worked for the Biden campaign? Was Jackie Bao at Joe Biden's house? Remember, Biden campaigned from the basement of that house. Is the FBI brushing the documents for fingerprints? Joe should have taken the Hillary tax, just lit the box on fire. Do you think anything's coming from this? You can't indict a sitting president for crimes he committed as a private citizen. So this whole thing is just going to be a big pain in the butt for Biden. Make him look really stupid, sloppy, dishonest, which he is. But for the first time in a long time, there's blood in the water. Mike Davis is the president of the Article 3 Project and a former Senate Judiciary Committee chief counsel. So the DOJ scope memo that Garland writes to her, this new special counsel, he gives the guy powers to do whatever he wants, investigate Biden, handling the documents, blah, blah, blah. But he also can investigate anything that may arise from this investigation, like perjury, obstruction, destruction of evidence. Is this where this thing could go, or am I just being crazy?
Well, it's very interesting. This Rob Herr has been appointed the special counsel. He's, you know, he's worked for Chris Wray going back to 2003, FBI Director Chris Wray. He worked with Rod Rosenstein, James Comey. He was the U.S. attorney in Maryland. He replaced Rod Rosenstein there. This is the same Rob Herr who was the number two to Rod Rosenstein when they were running the Russian collusion investigation, the Russian hoax investigation. So you have to ask about Rob Herr. Did he know that this Russian collusion investigation was a complete hoax and go along with it, or was he just duped? And either way is not a good sign for this investigation now.
So the guy's resume and pedigree doesn't inspire confidence. What about Biden himself? If he's now trying to shut down the Penn Biden Center suspiciously, right, as the Republicans take the House, doesn't that tell you something's going on at the Penn Biden Center? Because we've found clear evidence already of a pay-for-play scheme. We laid it out last night. I mean, is this something that the Republicans should look into?
So I don't know if they're sending high-priced attorneys, his personal high-priced attorneys, to go close down the Penn Biden Center. That sounds pretty fishy to me, because these same attorneys are also going to his house in Delaware and his beach home in Delaware. Why would you send high-priced attorneys to go close down your Penn Biden Center and also go to your two homes? Maybe there was maybe these attorneys were actually responding to document requests, or maybe even a subpoena from a separate investigation. Maybe that Delaware investigation is going a lot farther along than people think.
Do you think that the U.S. attorney in Delaware, that's kind of getting boxed in, we're hearing rumors that Hunter Biden made a turn down, a pretty sweet plea deal, and he's basically say, try me, roll the dice with a grand jury in Delaware, you know, bring it on, I am Delaware. Do you think this guy's mad that he's getting stiff-armed and might have just leaked this whole classified doc deal?
I don't know if he leaked it, but remember the timing on these documents. They had these documents. The Biden Justice Department, Attorney General Merrick Garland, had these documents around November 2nd, 6 days before the midterm election. And what did Attorney General Merrick Garland do? He sat on them for 2 months. He covered this up for 2 months. And 16 days after that, on November 18th, he ordered a special counsel. And you would think he should have ordered a special counsel, because there's smoking gun evidence that Biden stole classified documents. So I need to appoint a special counsel here for Biden. What does Garland do? He appoints a special counsel for Trump. So this is a cover-up. This is just further evidence that Garland has weaponized the Justice Department. He should have appointed a special counsel on day one.
Yeah, so two elections in a row that the Bidens, someone covered up for him pretty effectively. All right, Mike Davis, thanks so much. We'll be following this over the weekend. Have a good one.
Thank you.
A school is being sued for secretly transitioning a 10-year-old girl. Her mom will be here. Plus, major action in America's streets. Brett joins us now. So take us through that moment, DeMario, and great job out there. It looks like you came out of the picture from left to right. Where were you standing before that, and how did you decide to do this?
Like I stated, when he first came in the store, we were checking out, and son was like, Dad, the guy has a knife. So when he first came in, he just went to the customer service desk and he started waving a knife at the young ladies, and he ran. So I saw another employee from Walmart there, and I was asking, like, where's the security? And she's like, I'm security. She was a female. So as we're walking out, as you see in the video right there, where he's waving a knife in the young man's face, he was screaming out, when you call the cops, I'm going to start cutting all these up. So, you know, like I said, I'm a veteran, and, you know, when I went in the military, it was around 9/11 time. So we were trained on, you know, for situations like this, you know, basically trying to neutralize the situation and try to save lives. So I just casually walked over, you know, as he's being irate with the gentleman. And just waited for a moment where I got him and he wasn't paying any attention, and, you know, just tried to stop him.
That was very smooth, very casual. And you grabbed – what exactly was that you grabbed? One of those things that was like those little elastic things that keep people out of the line?
It was the line divider. Yes, it was the line divider. It was something that I looked at it. I was like, okay, so – it's heavy enough at the bottom, so if I hit him, I'm going to take him down. But if I miss him, I can, you know, fight him off really with it. It's a little distance. He had a 4-inch blade, so, I mean, it would have been kind of hard for you to stab me if I'm holding that thing in front of you. At least someone probably would try to help me as well. So, but, yeah, man, sometimes things like that happen, and I just feel like, you know, as a pillar in the community, man, you got to step up and help when you see stuff like that happen.
Well, not everybody has that kind of training, you know. I don't know. I would have maybe tried something different, thrown some of the M&Ms at him. But, you know, they guess they train you in the military to look for weapons around you. Do you think more people
in society
should
this topic doesn't seem to have words to me
step
whatsoever.
Up in situations like this?
Okay, he saved some people. Thanks God.
He saved the day, but 20,000 other fuckers getting shot every day. And Mike, I muted you for a second, bro. I was getting background noise from you. Anyway, hey, well, I'm looking at my buddy Mike Louisiana here on the show. Hey, Mike, how's it going? Can you hear me? How's it going?
How you doing? How you doing, Ron?
I'm doing excellent. I'm doing excellent, man. How you been?
BTR must have made you a sweet offer, huh?
Oh, absolutely. They did. Yeah. Sweeter than you'd think. A lot sweeter than you think, man.
Wow.
Because you know me, I'm a hard motherfucker. I don't play, you know, to get me back
here. Yeah, you don't play. You don't play, yeah. So, yeah. I mean, this is.
Yeah.
This is.
So.
When money is involved, Ron Reck don't play.
Yeah, that's right. Exactly. Now, I'm still on. I'm on Mixler, too, so. And we're getting ready to move to Spreaker, too. They're running Dragon Ball to Spreaker. But anyway, hey, I'm getting around. That's cool, but hey, I just say it the way it is, and I don't give a fuck. I don't care what I say. I don't care. I don't care who I offend, who I piss off, or whatever. I don't give a fuck. It just doesn't matter. It's senseless. Most of the shit we see every day in this political world is fucking senseless. I mean, this show needs files. Well, that lot motherfucker needs to be locked up then, doesn't he? Okay? They went after Trump as soon as that motherfucker was out of office. And they're fucking with this old geezer fucking 3 years later, 4 or 5 years later. Who fucking knows when he got him? Who cares?
Right.
He's selling us out. What the fuck, you know? And here is proof. They did shit on Trump. They got proof on this motherfucker.
I mean, think about this, Ron. If you've seen the picture of his Corvette, you know, and what it looks like, apparently he has two Corvettes. He has one from the 70s, one from the 60s, right?
I don't know. I've seen a dark green one. Apparently he has a real dark green, ugly motherfucker. I don't like Corvettes anyway, so it don't matter to me. You know, there's the fucking, I always call him a fucking milk jug.
Well, I'm talking
plastic
about,
milk jug.
He has a convertible. Yeah, he has a convertible Corvette. And
they
say that some of these papers were in the back of that Corvette. So, if you're talking about a convertible Corvette going down the road and you got these papers or these boxes, the papers in the boxes that are in the Corvette, where are some of those papers at? If they're in that convertible
Corvette. Well, you think they
would have
blown it? Right. Well, that'd be a good bullshit excuse, wouldn't it? But also, what was it? Some Chinese motherfucker had a key to that house. Somebody to do with China had a key to the house.
Well,
you know, but this motherfucker's been selling us down the river since day one, you know. You know, he just, wow. You know, I don't know. It's the only original American sports car, but I didn't like it. I'm not a fan of them.
Yeah, people have been wanting the visitor logs for his house in Delaware, which he's not obliged to give us. But people wanted just to see who's been visiting him, because the theory is a lot of his dirty deals are done not in Washington, but in Delaware.
Well, he won the presidency out of the basement of that house. Did you hear the guy say that in the clip? You know, we watched this, Mike. Remember, we all watched this. This motherfucker had nobody showing up at any of his gigs, but Trump's packing the house like a fucking rock star. So, you know, when this election went on, we're all in fucking shock. You know, how could this motherfucker win of all people? Anybody else, I could maybe see it. Not this guy. But then all this shit comes out afterwards. If they done did what they need to fucking do, then they bring it out. Then they come out and say, well, you know, fucking, now this is what happened. But it should have happened like the midterm. They knew this shit before the midterm election came out. See, that could make anything happen. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, 454 over 4 speed's nice. But I just don't like the plastic car. Man. The plastic. You know, the plastic. It's not against plastic. But most vets I've ever seen, and friends of mine owned and shit either, they have fucking body part problems. They have fucking door problems, transmission problems, you know, motor fucking problems. They're a constant pain in the ass. Well, it's any Chevy, really, but, you know. you know, but, but the Corvette, you know, I've worked on a lot of them, and I'm just, I know, man, I know. Especially the Corvettes, the old Corvettes, you scooped your radiators. The way they were designed, the way that fucker was tilted like that, it was a, it got ass beat, you know, a ship flying up in them. Mm-hmm. But anyway.
You know, my neighbor had a red, I don't know what year it is, but he had a red Corvette in his garage that he barely takes out, but he takes out sometimes, you know.
Right.
But yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean.
You know.
Yeah, well.
Most of the people around here that don't deal with Corvettes. If you see somebody, it's a Mustang.
Yeah, I'm more of a Mustang fan anyway. I always liked the Mustangs. I always have. Cobra Jet, the Cobra and all that.
This guy who ran from his basement, who obviously shouldn't have had those papers in the first place. You know, Trump has a right to those papers because he was a president, right?
Right.
And he has the right to, you know, he has the right to declassify whatever the hell he feels like it. This guy was not, at the time, he was the vice president. Apparently that, he'd been out of office for, what, a year?
But they didn't find shit on Trump anyway, Mike. What did they find on Trump on the papers? Nothing.
Nothing.
Nothing. Nothing. On Joey Biden's side of the fucking picture, he's got all kinds of them. He's got all kinds of problems. Now, what's going to happen? They're going to impeach him. He might get impeached. Then you get Kamala Harris as the president, the first woman president of the United States.
And that's going to piss this off country, Hillary Clinton.
This country is just going to fucking shit. That's all there is to it. It's simply, I mean, there's no doubt in my mind, it's so fucking retarded anymore. The players are retarded. You know? I mean, back in the day, they had better actors. These new ones ain't worth a fuck. I'm serious, man. Wow. What would she do to this country? What the fuck would she do to this country? There wouldn't be no more cops. That'd be the end of that shit. That border would be busted wide open. She'd be fucking flying those motherfuckers in here. You know what I mean? Well, so many people in this country, you can't even fucking walk. You know what I mean? Choke this country down. Bring them all in here. Bring whole countries into this country. That's what you want to do. Fuck it all up.
Yeah.
You know, the whole fucking damn thing.
This whole thing with these papers, Ron, he admitted to a third stash of papers that he had in his home library. The ones that are in the garage, and not the ones that were at that so-called think tank, but in his personal library at his house, right?
Uh-huh. Right.
And this guy has now admitted to three stashes of these papers, three of them.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a guy that he thinks he's gonna run again, and he thinks they're gonna protect him. I don't know. He may run again.
Well, you know, if these papers come up to be fucking, you know, shit he should never had, he might be legally liable for this. You know.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
There ain't no immunity in theft and criminal charges.
No.
Because his president doesn't protect him. He can't pardon himself. You know what I mean?
No.
Look at Nixon. He broke the law. Look at Nixon.
Yeah.
Nixon got pardoned later on, but still doesn't matter. He broke the fucking law. He had to resign. So he made a vice president the fucking president, right?
Yeah,
so now this is what I'm looking at.
If the Democrats go to him and say, look, we want you to resign.
Uh-huh.
Does he resign?
Well, that's a good question, too, but still there again, you're going to have to. So then you got Kamala Harris is going to be the president of the United States. But here's what I've been saying the whole fucking time. The only reason he drug her in there, because she's worthless. I mean, she's completely fucking worthless. You know what I mean? And you figure, well, okay,
mm-hmm.
I can go and fuck up as much as I want, and I'll never get in trouble for it, because they sure don't want this bitch to be fucking president. That's what I'm saying. So she's like insurance to this motherfucker. You know what I mean? Nobody wants her to be the president. So they won't impeach him just for that reason, because they don't want her to have the power. you know what I mean, or whatever. But you know what I mean? She is insurance for Joe Biden. That's all she is. So he can do all the dirty shit and robbing, stealing, raping, pillaging he can do until he gets out of that fucking office. And once he's got everything he wants to get for him and his, then it'll be fine and dandy. That's my opinion.
That's your thing, and that may very well be the thing. But then again, my theory is this. Sure, she'd be the president, and nobody wants that, but what would be stopping the Republicans from impeaching her too? That's the thing. And my thing with him resigning.
Well, she hasn't done nothing wrong.
She's not.
She ain't smart to do anything. She ain't smart enough to do shit. You know? Yeah, you're right, you wise. Tamala, whore ass. She ain't good enough to be a whore, really, to me. You know what I mean? She don't appeal.
Well,
she don't appeal to me. I don't think she's good looking at all.
If there's any other skill, right, when you stop doing it for a while, you lose that skill, and she hasn't been a whore for how many years now?
Well, I think she can put a death grip on a fucking broom with that snatch. You know what I'm saying? I'm serious. So.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, don't get me wrong. You know, she might have nuts, too. I don't know. You know,
No.
She cackles when she laughs, man. What does that tell you?
So does Hillary.
Well, you remember that movie, The Witches of Eastwick, with what was his name?
Yeah.
God damn, what was his name? Fuck, he's a nutcase himself. Jack Nicholson.
Nicholson.
Okay, think about it, man. He would have left the fucking studio with her in there. He would have thought she's a real witch, you know?
Yes, she is.
Yeah, you're right.
And really,
wise, yeah, most of those don't need to be attractive to you, but, you know, no, they don't. I prefer methos. Methos, I like them in their 40s, 50s, really wore out motherfuckers. That's the kind I like. They're more classy ones. You know, they've been ran through, and they're like an old fucking, like an old baseball glove. You know what I'm saying? You put your little oil on or band around to be good as
sweet.
I gotta quit. God damn it. I've been thrown out of better places than this, you know, for my fucking bullshit comedy, but hey, it's what I do. I'm good at it, but. And when I'm drunk, all of them fucking hoes are attractive to me. They are. They're fucking gorgeous. Till I wake up in the morning, they're coyote ugly. I'd rather chew off my arm than wake them up by pulling my arm out from under their head. You know, yeah. Shit like that. Yeah, man. But, yeah, crazy, man. I can't help myself. I just see the way I fucking see it. It's simple bullshit. I mean, you know, really, you know. And we got somebody else joined us in the chat room. A voter led astray. Well, that's sorry. Sorry to hear that. Well, you know. Anyway, welcome to the show. I'm sorry. I'm just kidding with you. Yeah, most of us are led astray. We really are. We're told a lot of bullshit. And then we believe it. And we go and vote. And we fuck up. Oh, my God. You know, later. But like I said, this thing coming up here with, you know, this paperwork. I mean, are they going to fucking indict him? By the time it starts a trial and all this shit, unless they ask him to walk the fuck out, you know, it's going to be a while. His presidency will be over before he gets convicted of it. And it'll probably drop. He's about 80-something years old now, Joe Biden. Ain't he an old fucker? So, you know, Kamala's in. Kamala is going to be your next president. You know, there's going to be, listen, man, there ain't going to be no more cops. All the drugs will be legal. Everybody have Medicare. Still, again, there's no cops. And you have all the rights you want to be anything you want, all fucking 1,499 genders. They had 72. I just added a few. Okay? You get it?
Oh, yeah.
So
okay.
I added some more. 1,499
which
fucking
one
genders.
You,
I don't know. It depends on what mood I'm in. You could change your fucking gender like a mood ring. You know, whatever that mood ring color is, that's the mood you're in. So that'd be the ginger end. You know, we need a digital thing that tells us what you are. I need to build up a digital patch that you patch on your arm, you know, and you stick it, you look at your fucking smartwatch today you are a woman with fucking bipolar problems. You know, that was what it did tell you.
Hey.
You're a man thinking you're a woman, get ready to start your menstrual cycle. You know, shit like that. You
come
know?
With.
Yeah.
Come
you're a
me.
Man,
I mean,
and you think you're pregnant. You know? You know?
Come with it, Ron. You're the one that come up with a portable crematorium. You know? So come with it.
She asked the gills in her neck. I can go for that, too. Let's see. yeah, there's 172 genders. I only seen a list for 172, but I would just say, yeah, okay. You know, back at the book, it shows me only there's existing of two genders in the planet, in the physical realm of reality. You know, there's only male and female. That's it. There ain't no more. You know, you can't change it. You know? What is it? I don't understand the Dijon mustard. You know, 172 different flavors of Dijon mustard. Well, I guess it's a gay mustard or something. Why are you there getting gay? You ain't nothing. I mean, that word was used in a song in the Flintstones. Let's have a gay old time. You know, that's what it meant. Have fun. Have a gay old time. People used to say it all the time. You know, hey, let's have a gay old time. Now, I'm not gay. I'm not a homosexual. I don't do those kind of things. Excuse me. yeah, masculine family. But, yeah, that's it. Weightlifting chicks, I don't care. If you want a dick stuck on you, knock yourself out. If you want your snatch cut open, go right ahead. I don't care. Hey. I guess people – that's the difference with me and other people, Mike. Or I'm telling you, I don't give a shit. If you want to be a freak of fucking nature, go right ahead. Don't let me stop you. You know, I'm not going to help you. Don't ask me for no money. I mean, I don't even take money from myself. You know what I mean? I bought myself a dinner and bought myself some flowers. And, you know, just one thing I won't do is accept money from myself. You know, shit like that. But anyway, you know, but it's, you know, this gender thing is something crazy. This is straight up fucking retarded. It is. I mean, you can't go any other way. You know, you can't change motherfucking nature. It's impossible. Oh, my God, I forgot about global warming. Oh, fuck me. And you know the best thing I think they've ever done in the political world is banning gas ovens. Them gas stoves are dangerous. They are melting the fucking ice caps in my refrigerator and the fucking frost off my balls. We got to stop these gas fucking furnaces and gas refrigerators and gas fucking ovens, gas stoves. You got to stop farting. You got to stop that too. And then, you know, when you go to a fucking farmer's supply store and you get the plugs for your cow's ass so you don't want it to fart no more, get yourself a bag of them. Get yourself a big old fucking butthole cart. Oh. They used to do it to slaves back in slavery days. They did. They sure did. Stop getting diarrhea, shitting all over the boat. They did. Yeah. Sad, isn't it?
No, don't forget. You can't be using hairspray. That's going to kill the ozone layer.
Oh, hairspray, fucking underarm deodorant spray, any type of spray, anything that sprays, you know.
Yeah.
unless it's anal lubricant. Frickin'. Anal lubricant's okay. But you can't have no fucking gas stoves. So then that means let's go ahead and shut down some more power plants that run off natural gas. Let's go ahead and shut them motherfuckers down. We don't need those anymore. We don't need electricity. We don't need it. Why the fuck do we need all this electricity? Go buy a fucking car that you can't afford, and you have nowhere to charge a motherfucker unless you're at home. Go get one of them. I watched a story on a guy who bought one of those fucking pickup trucks called a Titan or Teton or whatever the fuck it's called, and he drove across the United States. I had a motherfucker of a time. Find a place to charge that son of a bitch, man. He had a hell of a time to do it. So there again, where are you getting a charger? Where does that electricity come from? Is it coming from a solar panel or a fucking windmill? Of course not. It's coming from the grid, you know, which happens to be water and coal and natural gas and nuclear energy.
Yeah.
Get it? So,
and
you know.
Building a nuclear plant.
Right. And then we got the fucking Federal Reserve jacking up the interest rate two more times, you know, and you're going to go finance an $80,000 fucking car that you can't drive with a fuck. And if it fucks up, you can't fix it. You got to take it to the dealer. And you only buy parts for them motherfuckers. Mm-hmm. You know, when I seen one where a guy had a valve leak for the coolant to the batteries, and this shop fixed it for like a couple hundred bucks, but fucking Tesla one is $1,700. You know, or $16,000 or some fucking crazy number. Just to fix a valve, you know? I'm like, wow, man, good thing I never bought one. I think it's a great concept, but I never look at it as a mass-produced vehicle. And those people that buy them, they're idiots. They think they're just so cool. And they're like the Joneses, you know, they think that. But, no, that ain't the fucking way it is, man, you know. The fact remains, the cars, it's you know, what are you going to do with it, man? What are you going to do with that car?
No.
You can barely afford to pay us $80,000. Think about it, man. That's more than some homes. $80,000. You know, I can't complain. I mean, I have some high dollar vehicles. I do, but all my shit's for work. That's what I do with my shit. If it don't make money, there ain't no sense of fucking having it. You know what I mean? It's senseless. So I mean, right. The habit to have it.
Even that new SUV you just recently bought,
right?
You know that well, you got a good deal on it, but still,
the Arcadia, Arcadia Denali,
Arcadia.
Doctor Lawyer Pimp Pusher Car, I call it. Yeah, that's what I call it. Doctor Lawyer Pimp Pusher Car. So it's got everything you want. It's got got Aviance lights in this motherfucker, like a Cadillac. You know, it's got these hidden lights. When you open the fucking door down where the fucking rocker panels are, you know, you got that plate in your rocker panel right there when you first get into the car, and it lights up. It says, Denali. You know. It's on its way tomorrow on the fucking trailer. Get it? It's on its way to getting on the fucking trailer. Matter of fact, I got two of them heading to the transmission shop on the trailer. Yeah, fuck. Well, it's under warranty.
But,
it's been fucking up. So, nightmare.
We just had our 2011 Buick Enclave service.
Uh-huh.
And it's like, you know, we've been having it that long. And, you know, not just service, but new cars, because one of the tires, for some reason, kept deflating. And then the cold weather and all that stuff, something was deflating the tire or whatever, and
it's got probably aluminum wheels, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's got aluminum wheels, but
there's your problem right there. Unless you picked up a nail or something, that's the aluminum wheels love to leak. They do. We see a lot of them.
Right, but these were the original.
And the tires can dry rot too.
Right. So. These were the original tires for the vehicle that we bought like 12 years ago or 10 years ago, whatever it was. And it's like, okay, and they were going bald anyway, so it was time. It was overtime probably to get new tires anyway.
Right.
So, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Be wise on your chat or in chat there, you know, nuclear waste and military armaments. I've known about that forever. Yeah, they do. Waste. Sad. But it's in Russia, that fucking nuclear disaster they had there. What the fuck was it called? I know it's a day as long. Jesus Christ. Anyway, you know, they had goddamn making me think.
Yeah, I know.
Son
what
of a bitch.
About.
Chernobyl.
Chernobyl, yeah.
Animals and things are living there. Fine. Yeah, right. But yeah, that's but I mean, I'm just talking about we're going to space here in this country. It's became a fucking actual soap opera in politics anymore. It has. This has turned into the biggest fucking. We are the laughing stock of the planet. You know it. If I was from another country looking at this, I'd be cracking the fuck up. You know. We the people don't have no power no more. We are fucking worthless. I'm serious. It just seems like, you know, Common fucking sense flew out the fucking window a long, long time ago. We have no more common sense, folks. Now, I'm not meaning that to any of my listeners or anybody like that. I'm not saying that. I'm just simply, you know, mentioning that this, why would this stupidity happen in a real democracy or a free country or republic or whatever you want to call this? But let's talk about just in reality. You know, when somebody does something wrong, like I said, first off is, you know, you're okay. Look, when I first started doing blog, when I started doing podcast and all this shit, I used to say to my listeners all the time, you know, it's okay for them, it ain't okay for you, which that's true. I mean, that's very true. It ain't okay for you. They can do whatever the fuck they want and you can't do it. You do it, it's a fucking crime. It's like I brought up, okay, for example, every state has their own fucking lottery. That's gambling. That is a form of gambling, right? So, well, yep. And they can do it. It's okay for them. But if you try to play, have a poker game at your fucking house where there's money being involved, fuck no. No, fuck you. You can't do it, you know? Yeah, I don't know where Gunslinger's at. Is he active, Mike?
I don't know. I don't see him. I put stuff in the chat room, and I put stuff in
I see him.
I texted him.
I know he ain't been on my show in the past. I've been on. I wasn't on last night, but I was on the night before that and the other night. And he was here with me, but then after that, insane. But yeah. I mean, but we live in a society today that just completely just don't care. You know, is that what they're doing? You know, what, people just don't care anymore. We ain't gonna listen to that bullshit. I'm just saying, man. And now they're saying COVID's coming back like a motherfucker. And then, you know, China ain't saying nothing about it, but we got, well, you know, it's like here, this is a fun, real fun one to fuck with your head. Yep, you're right, B-Wiser. Yep, why? Why are we there? Well, you got to remember, I was trying to get you earlier, I'm getting retarded. What I was mentioning before, we've seen Biden as the vice president tell these motherfuckers in Ukraine, if you don't fire this prosecutor fucking with my boy, you ain't getting none of this free money we're going to give you. And I'm leaving in 6 hours, so you better make up your shit real quick and get that fucker out. Is that what he said on camera? COVID is a mind psych. Yep, psych op. Fuck yeah, it is. I agree with you 100%. Absolutely. But, you know, they're saying 60,000 people died of COVID just this year alone already. And it's only, what, January the 14th? Oh, my. You know. Yeah. But anyway, the funny fact was, they're showing here in the state of Missouri where I live is 100 billion, what, Chinese are dead? Yeah, I understand the op issue, but I got that. Yeah, right. But I think they are bumping people off. I think they are. But I don't think it's what it is that they say it is. You know, there's different ways of doing shit. But you know, but anyway, the thing is, in my state, there's like 5,100 people reported being positive for COVID, right? But in the state of Arkansas, which is right next to me, because I'm down in southern Missouri, right next to me here in this next state, it's only 500. Ain't that crazy? Only 500 there compared to 5,000 here. That just don't make sense, does it? So, you know.
But,
oh, God. You don't know who to fucking believe anymore. It's just, that's how bad it is. You just don't know what, you know. What do you say? What do you do? Then you got to march the fucking tune they want you to march to? Yeah, you got, they tell you to do this, and you better fucking do it, you know. And then here's drugs that have not ever been clinically tested being forced into fucking people. If you don't take the shot, you're not going. I had a friend of mine that's a tour agent, okay, one that set me up on a fucking sweet fucking, like, 3-week, 4-week fucking boat tour, okay, you know, fucking everything paid for, no problem. It's a junket, and she said, I can get you into this. I said, okay, well, that sounds cool. I can take a fucking cruise in the Mediterranean and all that shit. I'll fucking be cool with that. You know, how much are we talking? And he says, well, nothing. You can get it for free. I said, okay, fuck, I can handle a month off from work. That'd be great. But she goes, have you had your COVID shot? I said, no. I said, I ain't doing it. She says, you can't go. You can't go. So don't that suck? You know, we're talking about 20 grand. It costs you about $20,000 to take this trip. But nope, I can't go. Could have got it for free because I didn't take the COVID shot. And I'm not going to do it.
So
that ain't enough money for me to take a fucking shot. Fuck you. So, you know, and I, you know, even if I have been sick this past winter. I have. I was real sick with something. I don't know what the fuck it was. It was really weird. I mean, I felt like I was going to die. It was a different sickness I've ever had. I figured, well, here's COVID or whatever they call it. And so then, of course, I got a cold after that. I got cellulitis after that. Like, motherfucker, was this going to end? I mean, it was a rough fucking winter for me. You know, November, man, was rough. But I made it, you know.
So, Ryan, you're right about Gunn. He's at Hooters.
He is.
Yeah, just got a text.
Why does he go to that place and give away money, man? You know what I'm saying?
It's an ass.
Well, you could look at that on porn sites, man. There are all fucking thousands of them. You know?
Yeah.
Why would you go see something? He wants to what? He wants to see it live?
He wants to see it live. I don't know.
Yeah, yeah. Shit he can't get, you know. And some of them chicks are here. I'm going to tell you a little story about me in a strip bar, okay? I was in a strip bar one time, and this woman, she had an attitude problem. You know, she's a stripper. She was just a straight-up bitch. You know, she's very rude. And she comes at me, and she just tipped me for my dance. I said, okay, yeah, sure. I'm trying to be nice. So then I stuck a dollar bill down to snatch. And then she's walking up and said, hey, where's my fucking change? Oh, my God. She was so pissed off at me. She went to the owner of the bar and screamed at him to throw me the fuck out. And he goes, I can't throw him out. And she goes, why in the fuck not, Arthur? He goes, because he's my godson. I can't throw him out. So, yeah, that was funny. She quit. She left. But, I mean, why would you be in that business with an attitude problem? You know what I mean? You're trying to entertain men to get them a fuck them out of money. You know? Yeah, see? Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever. She came to work with a fucking issue, you know? But I thought it was funny myself. I cracked the fuck up. So did my whole table.
Essentially, a stripper is supposed to be a people person, right?
Yeah, right. Yeah, you're selling sex. Sex sells. That's what it's all about. You know, the imaginary sex, you know.
You're supposed to be very personable, very likable.
Yeah, but there are some women that do work in the parking lot, too, though. You know, that's also a fact, too. Women work the parking lot. I think we got Gunslinger here with us. I'm going to change his name from Gunslinger to Broad to... jumper or you know,
can you hear me?
What's that?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, there you go.
Who
else?
Been a long time, Ron. How long have you been? It's been about 8 to 10 years you had a show, hasn't it?
It has. It's been a little while. Hey, man, what's going on? It's been a while.
Yeah,
how you been doing?
About 8 to 10 years. Ever since, he just slipped my mind. Oh God, I forgot his name.
Yeah, I got out of Blog Talk. I went somewhere else, man. I still had the shows been going, but I moved to Mixler. I left them a long time ago. BTR, and the reason I'm back at BTR because they made me a hell of an offer to come back. So you know, so okay, why not? I'll come back.
Yeah.
I'm still
the title Crazy Nation. I said, wait a minute, I know that. I know that show.
Yeah, man. But I've been on Mixler for quite a while. You know, I got up because I mean, they was getting goopier and fuck here. I mean, I can't work with this. You know, I mean, it's simple and basic.
A lot of technical difficulties, BTR. You know, a lot of people are suffering. You know what I mean?
Right. Oh yeah, absolutely. But you know, I've been on Mixler for about 7-8 years, I guess. I mean, this is where I started, was BTR when I all started. But you know, it's of course I'm still on Mixler. It's still there too. I mean, I'm going to beat them all. Fuck it. But BTR made me a sweet, sweet deal. Hey, Ron, look, here's what we do for you to get you back. Okay. You're getting a lot of background noise, man.
Yeah, I'm going to fix that in about a second.
There you go.
Yeah, it'll take me about a second. Like, I just got to put my earplugs in, my earbuds, and the echo should go away in about just about now.
All right, there you go. Right on, man. So you've been doing good? You still just hanging out BTR, doing shows or anything?
Yeah, I mean, BTR's a good hobby. You know, if you're in the house by yourself, you don't feel like going out. You don't feel like talking to your friends. You go on BTR, or you go on Spreaker or TalkShoe or, you know, or Stitcher.
Right. Yeah, well, they're wanting me to go on Spreaker. There's one they're trying to push me on to go there too. So, you know, something.
You
about
know, the thing is, as bad as BTR is, the thing is that it's very easy to navigate. I don't like Spreaker.
Right.
I don't like Stitcher. I don't like TalkShoe because when a new person gets there, it's harder for them to navigate those sites. They don't make it easy for a person to find a live show so that they'll so that they'll find out what the hell's going on. At least with BTR. You know, you click on the icon, it's live. You can see all the shows, obviously, right in front of you, and you can make your selection. But the other platforms. I never been to, which is the one, Twixer?
Mixler. Yeah, Mixler, right.
Oh, Mixler, yeah.
Yeah, that's out of England. And I, like I said, I had my same, you know, listeners coming. And every once in a while you see a different one. BTR, you're going to see multiple people. You know, so Mixler doesn't have, it has a wide spectrum, but, and it's all right. I mean, I liked it, but it's, you know, as far as getting out there and circulating much, no, it don't really have that, but, you know, and it don't have a dedicated number either. So you got to supply your own number.
Oh, they don't?
You know.
Oh, no. Yeah, bad news.
Yeah, well, I use Skype, so, I mean, it worked fine, but, you know.
Yeah, but not a lot of people do. You know, people don't want to learn how to use it.
Right. Right. Well, you can call my Skype number from a phone, a computer, whatever. You know, I had an open line, you know, so.
Yeah.
I paid the money, in other words. I paid them. Mm. And for some weird reason, I'm having a problem with them for some reason. They're telling me I have no money. I just paid them $52. Like, what the hell are you talking about, man? Skype? God damn it. But I have like 4 accounts. You know, I need to trim some accounts down and probably go from there. So what do you think of this political world we're living in now after Trump, man? Ain't this crazy shit? That's crazier than Trump. This is wild.
Yeah, I know. Trump was a good president, but since he keeps on saying that the vaccine is so great, I don't have a lot of faith in him anymore.
Well, I don't either. There's just too many people dying from it. You know,
that right.
Yeah, I mean, that one kid on a football field collapsed and died, and another kid's an athlete. He wound up getting really sick and fell out in the field. Treatment hospital, they pulled a 5-foot fucking blood clot out of his leg. It was like fucking rubber, you know, from the vaccine.
Yep.
So, you know.
Oh, that's right.
Okay. And I even said that. I said, well, first off, it's just never been clinically tested. They just threw out whatever they fucking could throw in a batch, fucking sold it. And Trump did do it. He, you know, took their word. You know, he took their word. They fucked him too, kind of. You know, but then again,
I don't know about that.
Well, I'm going both ways on that, man. You know, I'm going both ways. You know, he fucked up.
No,
and he got
you know,
at the same time. No.
Well, yeah. The thing is that the vaccine was Project Warp Speed should have been one of his crowning achievements, but instead, as you're saying, millions of people are dying, and he's denying how dangerous it is. So, you know, I'm saying to myself, look, for an intelligent guy and a guy that's supposed to want to make sure that his name is going to remain a good name throughout posterity, throughout history,
Right.
And he
right.
and he still continues to say that this vaccine is okay. Nah, something's wrong here. It just doesn't add up.
Well, he's selling for the pharmaceutical companies. You know, just like the doctors do. You know, like my doctor. You know, the couple times I went to my doctor's office, and you know, these women were in there selling drugs. You know, these salespeople for these drug companies. You know, and I told this one chick, I said, "The way you look, sweetheart, I just want to get sick, regardless." And I looked at her, she laughed and giggled. But that's what. You know, but I'm saying, sex sells. That's what the fuck it was all about. I mean, why would you send some sexy-looking woman like to sell fucking narcotics for Pfizer or Johnson & Johnson, whoever, you know what I mean? But they do. Yeah. They send them in. And some of the guys they send in, the salesmen, they're fucking slick, willy motherfuckers, you know? I mean, their hair, their hair is perfectly combed, wearing a fucking suit. I mean, pimp daddy driving a Jag or a fucking Mercedes. You know, hey, look here, man. I'm the big dope man. And I could sell it. I had a friend of mine one time call me. He goes, "Where are you at?" I said, "I'm at the dope man's house." He goes, "The dope man's house?" I said, "Yeah, at the pharmacy." He goes, "Fuck, Ron quit it." You know, but it is what it is. I mean, he's a dope man. That's what the pharmacist is. He's a dope man. You know, I mean, play it simple. You know, and people think, "Wow, man, Ron, why would you say that?" Man, yeah. Well, fuck, why do you live and breathe? I say what I want, what I want. That's what makes me so good at it. Because I don't care.
Mm.
You know, that's it. I don't give a shit. Plain and simple. Why? Why do I want to stress myself out to be perfectly fucking good for you and don't give a fuck about me? Like, I care how you feel about what I say. You know, if I say you're a motherfucker, well, you take it as that. Are you a motherfucker? Am I wrong? You're not a motherfucker. You're just a fucker. So either are. What kind of fucker are you? There's thousands of ways to be a fucker. I mean, you know, that word fuck would use 10,000 million fucking informations. So it don't matter. But I don't take shit to heart. I don't. You can call me anything you want. I wouldn't care. Because it don't matter. It just don't matter to me.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, like this but the shit we were talking about earlier, we were talking about fucking this gender shit. You know, I said there's 72 genders. That's what they're saying. And the other cat in the chat room said 172 or some shit like that, genders. So you can be whatever you want. You know what I mean? You know?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, oh, right now, matter of fact, I have a gender change coming on right now. Hold on. Hold on, guys. Hold on. Okay, hold on. Oh, okay. It's
okay.
Over. I'm better now. My new gender is a dog's asshole. That's why I'm now. I'm a dog's asshole. So.
Yeah. You can change to any goddamn thing that you want. Absolutely.
Yeah, exactly.
As a matter of fact.
Oh, fuck. I feel it again. Now I'm a dog's balls.
Yeah.
I think a right one. I think I'm the right dog, right ball. Oh, fuck. Hate that. You know, hate that comes on. And what sex is there? I'm the right
world.
Dog's ball. I'm the right ball of a dog, you know, slash dog's asshole, you know. I switch back and forth.
Pretty soon you'll be able to put down on forms that you're a male and a female and a dog and a tree. You can be anything you want all at the same time.
And a
no
fire
problem.
Hydrant. Yeah, exactly.
You're different.
Goddamn. So, you know, when you go to jail, you know, what do you tell them? You know, I told a buddy of mine, he actually told me that shit. He got a DUI and he might have to be 30 days in jail. I said, well, now's the time to change. He goes, change what? I said, change you. He said, what do you mean change me? I said, yeah, man. I said, when you go and ask you what you're sex, I said, I'm a straight up fucking bitch. I'm a straight up hoe. You know, I put the pee in pussy and I'll put you. And with the women, you'll be straight for 30 days. Fuck it. Don't worry about it. You'll be all right.
Or you get them pregnant, like they've done with the trans, the trannies. They took the tranny men out of one prison, put them in a prison full of women. The women got pregnant, and sure, everything's fine.
Exactly. I don't see the problem. I really don't.
That's why you got the right name for the show, The Crazy Nation.
I've been this way for 14 fucking years, man. Crazy this way. Exactly. Everything I've said is coming. Alex Jones ain't got shit on me. I mean, that's a gospel. That motherfucker ain't nothing. You know, but it's, look, man, I didn't get into this just to, you know, it's a big joke to me, but it is. I'm very serious about what I do, but to let people know I'm trying to wake them the fuck up. That's what I've been doing all these years. I mean, you heard me talk about the birth certificate. You heard me talk about the courts, you know, on and on and on, you know. And, you know, it's not became a joke anymore. It's just so funny because I was right, you know, and it's not that I'm better than anybody. I'm not. I'm no better than anybody. I don't want to be. I don't want to be better than the fucking Joneses. I don't even want to be the fucking Joneses, let alone better than them. You know what I mean? I don't care. Why work yourself up over all this shit? You don't need to, man. But some people get uptight. I got a client of mine. She's a fucking straight-up liberal, and she's an uptight motherfucker.
Who's that?
I said, you know, I can't tell you her name, but it's because, you know, it's my privilege. But anyway, but she is straight-up believing that Biden's right as rain, and Harris knows what she's doing, and all this shit. Nancy Pelosi's the fucking is Wonder Woman. You know, and I just, you know, what do I say? You know, and I'm like,
You wouldn't believe the conversation I had when I, after Trump's election got stolen from him. And I was telling this one particular woman on BTR, I said, do you know they've got on videotape, they've got people who have come in with ballots and put them through the machine 3 times for each vote. The other woman says, well, see, that's how Biden won. You know, I don't see how they're making a big deal out of it. I said, you know, at that point, I couldn't say anything because if she couldn't decipher that you're only supposed to have one vote per citizen, and people are taking the one vote and they're pushing it through the machine 3 times to get 3 times the votes for Biden that he never got, and you can't get it, there's nothing else I can say. You know, if you can't get 2 + 2 = 4, I'm not going to 2 + 3 = 5.
Want him in there anyway? Really? Look at this, man. Why would they want him in there anyway? And Kamala Harris? Are you fucking serious? Man, when that happened, I was live on the air that night. You know, I'm going to do it live. And I said, well, if Biden wins, we're fucked. That's all there is to it. You know, matter of fact, I mentioned something earlier about Kamala Harris. You know, she's got no strength in that fucking with her gang to grab a hold of a fucking broom and fly it with a death grip, you know.
And with a cackle. Don't forget, if she gets on that broom and flies around the place.
Has enough grip. Yes. Her snitch has enough grip to put an iron fist lock on a fucking broom and cackle. I'm telling you.
She's got the prerequisites for that flying witch gig.
Oh,
but,
yeah,
you know,
man.
I asked myself the same question. I mean, they're going to put any Democrat in there, and they'd probably want to get rid of Biden before the 2024 election, probably. I don't know.
Well, here's my deal. Here's the way I look at this whole scenario, okay? The reason Joe Biden picked Kamala Harris for vice president, because nobody liked her anyway, she's too goopy and stupid to run a country. That's a fact, okay? Mm-hmm. And, she ain't done nothing. She's not done nothing. Well, she's went to a couple schools and and cackled to the children, scared the shit of them probably. Kids are probably all in fucking therapy. You know, did your child see Kamala Harris? If so, contact Human Resources.
Every day is Halloween.
Yeah, there's an 800 number for that, swear to God. So, you know, the deal is he put her in there for insurance. You know, Biden said, here's what he's saying to himself. He goes, crazy bitch in there. They won't ever kick me out. I can do all the crimes I want. I mean, I can make Hunter rich and, you know, hold my family bloody fucking rich as a motherfucker, and Nancy Pelosi and fucking all the other gang fucking, what's his name? The turtle-headed guy.
McConnell.
Yeah. Mitch McConnell. That's right. Right.
That's him?
Yep. And then the other one too, the ball hit Schiff. Yeah, then another little fucking gay fucker too, a ball headed fat fucker. What's his name too? Fucking. Anyway, the players. That's right. Fuck them all. But, you know,
they're all worthless. So, I mean.
Oh, yeah,
know,
absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. They're criminals.
Not worth the shit that comes out my ass.
Right. And then Nancy Pelosi, look here, I love her husband getting in before the end. You know what I'm saying? He had to get a little famous too. You know what I'm saying? The DUI, we're never going to hear nothing about again. And the motherfucker he hit, he's been paid off. That guy's never to be heard from again, ever. You ain't heard shit about
him.
Nothing. Then you got the guy that broke out of fucking his house, Paul's house. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And, you know, he meets the police at the front door, but he walks back to the dude that broke in, you know?
Yeah, and they have an investigation.
And you ain't heard nothing about that anymore either, have you? You know?
No.
So.
You don't hear anything about Hunter's laptop. You don't hear any, you're not going to hear anything about these documents, these secret, these classified docs.
It's a good thing they don't spread me all over the fucking national airwaves. You know, it really is not good if they do that.
Yeah.
If everybody heard what I fucking say, oh, my God, Ryan is fucking crazy. Yeah, it happened. What? You know? So.
Well, that's the way the show is done, you know? Everybody does the show the way they want. Just as plain and simple as that.
Right. I mean, I don't control nobody on my show. It's free will. I don't give a fuck what you say. Don't care what you do. Lock me up. So what? Because of talking? Freedom of speech? Ain't you supposed to have that one little fucking freedom? But you want to take that one away, too.
Not anymore.
You know?
Not
exactly.
Anymore.
Then you got these fucking pronouns. These fucking pronouns. What the fuck is a pronoun?
Jesus,
what the fuck does that mean? I don't understand that shit. I wasn't educated. I wasn't taught that pronoun shit. You know?
Not only pronouns, they got to be plural pronouns. My pronoun is they. It's not she, it's they. And that's how you have to call me, they. Go fuck yourself.
Well, so then we can make worser a word now. Worser? Worser is not a word, you know, don't you?
Yeah, I know
that.
Why, they
don't exist.
Dictionary now?
Right. Here's how I know that, because I used to do my English teacher when I was in high school, you know, and she used to straighten me out of my right English. She says, you can't spell with shit and you can't fucking do a fucking right, put a period to a comma, but you sure can take care of me. So you pass. So it worked out for me, you know, I don't know how to read very well.
The worser of it all.
You can't get no worser than that. You know, that's just the way it is.
Nah.
Worser.
Ron, I'm gonna bid you good night, and come back again. And all right,
hit that follow key. Follow me, brother. But I'm gonna be on Mixler after
take
this.
It easy
and,
now.
You know, of course, you too, my brother. It's nice hearing from you. Been a while. You all right? Take it easy.
Bye bye.
Come back and see me. All right, bro. See ya. All right. Yeah, I can't remember his name, but there you go. That's how it goes. Anyways. So he's at Hooters.
He's at Hooters.
He's something else, man. He must have won the jackpot. Must have won the lottery. Lucky bastard.
Uh-huh.
You know? So, yeah, it's craziness, craziness, craziness. But anyway, I asked you earlier about you got my number. That's cool. You know, you need to talk to me, Mike, anytime. Just call me, man. You know?
Yeah, sure. I got your number.
If I don't catch you, I'll call you. I will call you back.
Right. Yeah, I do have your number. That was a while back that everybody's
right.
Numbers.
Yeah,
yours.
I just wanted to make sure. Right. Yeah, but I just wanted to make sure. I'm back on beat you. Oh, go ahead.
Yep, I even got the coward's number still in my phone. So.
Do you? Yeah.
She's insurance, but again, she has to know that, let's just say for the sake of argument, that they pull the trigger on him and say, we want you to resign, right?
Right.
And for the sake of this argument, he says, yes, I'll resign.
Uh-huh.
She has to know that she's unelectable, and they're not going to cheat for her the way they cheated for him. She has to know that, right?
Well, no. For Kamala Harris?
Yeah.
No, Kamala Harris automatically becomes president, bro. Automatically.
No. What I'm saying is, okay, they do this thing. He becomes president, but after that, what, year and a half or whatever, or 2 years or whatever it is.
And you, Mike, we're listening to Gunslinger have a lap dance. You get that?
Yeah. Yeah, I heard that.
Hey, I'm reporting from tits and ass territory.
All right, all right. Take some pictures, man. Get some pictures. As long as they're old enough. As long as they're old enough.
Yeah, blonde hitters. Oh my God.
I've been doing knocking out beers and wings, huh?
Oh yeah. I'm gonna put myself back on mute for the loud music here.
Well, the show's about over. Got like 7 minutes left, Gunn. You're kind of late, bro.
Oh, yeah. I'm 30 miles from the house. So.
Oh, fuck.
I'm cougars out here in Mesquite, Texas.
Yeah. Mesquite, Texas, huh? That's all right.
Yeah.
As long as you're having fun, brother, party on. Fucking right.
Yeah, party on.
Fucking right. Anytime you get a chance, go have a blast, do it. You ain't got to be on the fucking Blog Talk Radio with me and shit. Yeah.
You're a live report.
American Nazi Klan.
There you go.
That's what's in the chat room. Be Wiser Serpents or something. I can't even spell it. Yeah, shit.
Yeah, but you get what I'm saying. You get what I'm saying, right, wrong.
Right, right,
about
exactly.
Her,
right.
He serves out the rest of his time. He gets out.
Gun, you need to meet up, bro. Gun, you.
Oh yeah.
All right, you're killing us. You're overdoing this, bro. There we go. All right, Mike, go ahead. I couldn't hear you. Him.
So you get what I'm saying. He resigns,
right,
and she serves out the rest of his term, and let's say she decides to run for her own term.
Well, she probably will.
She can't get elected. She's unelectable.
I know.
And they're not going to cheat for her the way they cheated for him.
Right.
I wouldn't think they would anyway. So.
Right.
You know, what's in it for her to become the next so-called president, you know?
Well, but she will be. She'll be the next president. She'll be the motherfucker that holds that nuclear football. What do you think about that?
You don't want that.
Well, fuck no. Who would want that, man?
She might think that nuclear football is a fucking dick.
Well, she might think it's Mary Kay Cosmetics, too.
Yeah,
maybe,
yeah.
But you never know. Or you do something else with it, you know. I mean, it is a football.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly, you know.
You may think it's a vibrator.
Right. Maybe. I'm sure it does hum a little bit, you know. Who can't spell? Well, I spell more languages than one. Well, I'm the one, man. I can't spell. I can't spell two.
But that's the point. He cannot get elected.
No, I understand that. I'm full aware of that. But she can't run a country either. That's what I'm telling you.
I'm not saying she can run a country. I'm just talking about
she can't even go to the fucking bathroom by herself. Really, look, she can't wipe her ass, but I mean, I'm telling you, that is why he picked her, because nobody likes her, she's unvotable, nobody's going to vote for her, you know what I'm saying, but he got her for that reason, so he can go do all the illegal shit he can do, get by with all shit, because he knows he's about to die anyway, so he thinks he's going to fluff up his family for when he takes off, he's going to be left with a big old fucking nest egg. You know what I'm saying? That's the plan. You see what I mean? So he's figuring they won't impeach him because they don't want her to be in office. You know what I'm saying? You get the plan?
Right.
Okay, makes sense.
Well, yeah.
Right.
But also,
and that's exactly what is happening. These documents, this is done for a reason, and they fucking knew about them before the primary. Remember?
Just like the media knew about the laptop before the
right
before the election,
right?
And then bring that up, bring that
right.
up,
right?
So it's like, okay, oh, you're bringing it up now when we could have had this shit, you know, before the election, and well, there you go,
right, right.
You know, these people
right.
are not good people.
Well,
not.
No. It's a setup. Like I said, everything, you know, listen, all this bad shit is held back till after something else has already occurred. You know, like I'm saying, like the primary election, right? They knew this on November the fucking 6th, this motherfucker had this bullshit. But the election was 6 days later. You know what I mean? See what I mean? But they knew it way before that. They didn't announce it. You see what I mean? So they can make the election go the way they want it. You follow me? It would have been better, much better. If that was known before that fucking election, the numbers would have came out much better. I guarantee it. You know what I mean? We have more people in fucking seats, you know, Republican seats. And it's going to come out. Something's going to come out about that, too. You know, that's bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you fucked us. I ain't getting this motherfucking seat because of this bullshit. And it could have been a fucking shoe-in for me. You're fucking me. And they did. They fucked a lot of people that were running for seats. So, you know, they did. Why wasn't this shit brought out the day it fucking got discovered? Why did he hope? Why did this motherfucker hold off for fucking 6 days? You see what I mean? And he's the head of the fucking Department of Justice. You know?
They're making
this
a big
Biden's
deal
Department
about
of Justice.
They're making this big deal about this George, whatever his name is, that they caught lying. That's a congressman from, like, New York or whatever.
Right.
A U.S. congressman.
Hey, any of you folks want to stick with the show? I got to stop you real quick, Mike. If any of you want to stick with the show, we got, like, 20 seconds left. It's 563-999-3726, the number to call in right now if you want to stay with us. If not, you're going to be cut off. So just let you know. You got, like, no seconds left. So 563-999-3726. 563-999-3726. You know what I told you? There it is on the board, so you better call right now. Don't fuck around.
Right now.
right now. Operator, standing by right now. But yeah,
hurry,
you
hurry,
just, you know,
hurry. You got
shit,
10 minutes to buy this new product.
What in the hell?
Infomercials.
Yeah. Oh,
them
yeah.
Old infomercials right now, mate.
Yeah, we only
got
3 left,
left,
you know. Yeah, well, but Home Shopping Network, that was the one. Used to pull that shit, you know. You know, we got like 3 seconds left. You know, you need this brooch with this ruby sapphire ring set. You know, it's all cubic zirconia. 100% cubic zirconia. You know, made out of man-made bullshit. 100% cubic zirconia. You know,
but
and this made... Yeah.
You see the one of the two things you have a set time limit before it expires, or we only have, I don't know, 100 left.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. We only have 5 left. You better call in right now. Oh, that was it. They're all gone. Sorry, ladies, but you fucked up being too slow. Pick it up the speed, you old fucking nag. Hold that credit card in your hand with your fucking iced tea and your fucking light cigarette.
It's like you get a choice. You know it's not selling when they go, okay, you only got 10 minutes left in this offer. It's not selling. Whatever that is that they're trying to sell you, it's not selling.
Well, it's
so
called
a forced sale.
That's what that is.
Yep.
You know.
But then
so.
If it's selling, they'll say, oh, we only got 50 left of this in this particular
right.
block.
Right.
You know, in this block, we only got 50 of this cubic zirconia ring.
Right.
You know.
Right.
If you want it, you better call now.
Yep, you better do it. Come on. Get that credit card ready. Get out your husband's checkbook.
1-800-GET-FUCK.
We'll take food stamps. Yeah, I mean, you know me. I'm fucking crazy. But I missed you, Mikey. Fuck, it's been a while, man. We used to get all worried about me.
Yeah,
Gunslinger was talking about you. What the fuck's up with this motherfucker? You got to throw a line to it,
well,
say something. Say, I'm alive, I'm a living, you know, or I'm dead, or I'm kicked over living in a ditch. Or
it is what it is with this stuff, you know, like I said.
Why? I understand, but you need, you know, some point in time you're going to be on your computer every day, don't you? Don't you check your email and shit? Well, go on Facebook and send us something to court, throw something to court, and let us know you're okay. He's about ready to head to fucking Louisiana, man. You don't want to scum, Mike. You don't want to scum down there. You ain't going to fucking like it. We'll start cooking your fucking alligators and shit. I mean it, man. We'll have, you know, alligator sandwiches, alligator soup, you know.
I don't mind that.
All right.
Hey. Boiled alligator, barbecued alligator, baked alligator. Mm.
Yeah.
You know, what's his name? Bubba from, you know, what's it? Forrest Gump.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Good old Bubba.
Yeah, Bubba.
Good old
Bubba Gump Shrimp. Bubba Gump Shrimp, yep. Anyway, Be Wiser. Is it Be Wiser? I can't make out. What does it mean? Be Wiser? Serpent? Be Wiser? It sounds like. What was that kid that used to come on Showtime? Michael something. Michael something. God damn it. God damn it. Anyway, yeah, I can't remember who. That's bad. Bad of you. Sorry, I forgot you, Michael. You know who I'm talking about. He was rich and had Mercedes Benzes. And anyway, this Be Wiser guy's talking about football. Players' uniforms are much tighter than the cheerleaders, just saying. Just a mere observation. Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. Right. Just a mere observation. Mm-hmm. And they can just slap each other on the ass. Yes, they do. Yeah, only in America. That's right.
Gayness, in America.
That statement you're making of gayness has been made unusual. No, gayness was made in the USA. That's where gayness came from, the United States of America. It didn't come from the people of America. It just came from the U.S. government.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah. Warp speed, Captain. I'm giving her all she's got. She's only a Buick. HR 666. What does that mean? Warps all that. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. No, I got you. Okay. Thought you had me, but I got you back. Yeah, man. Yeah. Craziness, Michael.
Yeah, it's crazy. Crazy
we're
ass. We're
technically
stuff.
Off the air right now. In case you didn't know, we're off the air. Kind of. We're still on the air, though. I mean, don't think we're not. This is still recorded. So, you know, you go back to the archive.
Yeah.
Right. Some people talk all kinds of crazy.
Yeah, we're still running on Mixler,
mm-hmm.
I guess.
Yeah, Mixler's still going, yeah. It is. Yeah.
And it'll be
I haven't checked on
when,
it in a while.
It'll be the same way. It'll be the same way when we're when you finally get started on Spreaker.
Mm-hmm.
Which is by the way part of I think it's part of BPR is Spreaker.
I think so. So, but I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm just gonna play it by ear, you know, and see how it goes. You know. So I don't know. I'm game for it.
We may play things by ear, but Kamala Harris plays it by other holes. If you get what I'm saying.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. I do. Oh, absolutely. Ain't no doubt about it.
Oh boy. Yeah. It's been one of those things where
all right.
We think me and the woman that kind of comes and does helps us out, we're kind of starting to agree that not only does she have a little bit of my mom has a little bit of the dementia and stuff, but she also
Right.
She's also starting to exhibit symptoms of sundowners.
What the hell is that?
You know, sundowner's disease.
Yeah.
Where everything's going good throughout the day until it's like everything goes good until we get to about 5 o'clock.
Right.
5, 6 o'clock.
Right.
And then everything unwinds, and I have to call a doctor, and this is going wrong, and that's going wrong, and, you know, mm-hmm. sundowner's disease, you know, is what it's called.
Right, and, right.
That's what's been going on the last couple months.
God bless her. God bless you, man, you know. God bless you both.
Yeah.
Yeah, God damn it. You never know. You never know what you're dealt in life. You know, that's a sad
I think there's going to come a time when I'm not going to be able to handle it. You know, and I'm going to have to talk with my we're going to have to either move out to Arizona to be close to my sister, or I'm going to have to find a place to put her at some point.
Right.
You know?
Right. Well, you're going to need help. You know, I'm sure you're going to need some help, Mike. It's hard. You know, I took care of Grandpa until the day he died here, you know. And it was, you know, pulling men out of cars, doctor's appointments, and just getting him around, you know, dealing with him. But, yeah, we did it out of love, you know, it was all about. And then to shame his own kids, you know, kind of threw him to the side type deal to me, you know. So I don't know. It just, you know. It just happens, you know. It's weird when people get older. You know, it really shows who's real. You know that in who you know. You know what I mean? So, you know, it's just it is.
Okay, so I just looked it up. It's not sundowner's disease. It's sundowner's syndrome. And sundowning refers to a state of confusion occurring in the late afternoon and lasting into the night. Sundowning can cause different behaviors such as confusing, anxiety, aggression, and ignoring directions. Sundowning can also lead to pacing or wandering. Sundowning isn't a disease. So that's confusion, stuff like that, you know.
Is sundowner?
Sundowning. But it's called sundowner syndrome.
Sundowning dementia. Is that what it's called?
So
sundowning
dementia? Yeah. It's like one of these things where she'll get up. One of the things she tends to do is she'll look. I have a bunch of, strips, put things into, and a lot of the stuff I have plugged in are computers and stuff like that. And she'll look down on the ground, and she'll see these things that the wires and stuff that they have the wire that goes into the thing that has a little light on it. And she says, "Well, this light could catch the rug on fire."
Right.
You know, and that's not what it's that's not what it's designed to do. It's not designed to get hot.
Right.
It's designed to tell you that the thing is working, right?
Right. Right.
So that's one of the things she does. You know, she said, and the other thing is if the strip has a light that tells you that the strip is on, she said, the light is going to do the same thing, right? Catch the rug on the phone or whatever. Or in some cases, catch the curtains on fire or whatever.
Right.
And it's not designed to do that. When I say things like, those strips, you're not going to have a spark just randomly jump out of a strip to catch a curtain on fire. You know, it doesn't work that way. It generally doesn't work that way, right?
Right, right.
You know, you're an electrician. You know things like
right,
that.
Yeah, right, but, yeah, right. I mean, you can't say it.
Right.
You can't say it can't happen. It can, but is it likely? No, it's not a likely thing.
Because
you hear static
right.
electricity in a house cause it to happen too, though. A lot of people don't understand.
Right.
Maybe something close to it. It depends.
Right.
Right. But it's a freak accident, really.
But generally speaking, those type of strips, and I'm looking at one right now that's hooked up to a printer and a computer and stuff like that.
Right.
They're designed not to do that.
Right. Well, strips, you got to watch some of them power strips. They will catch on fire. The power strip itself, they can fuck up. Yes, they can.
Yeah.
Yep, people lost their homes with motherfuckers. Absolutely. Yep. I mean, it depends what kind you got. You got a real cheap, junky one, well, I'd be more, like a Kmart, Walmart special deal, you know what I'm saying, or dollar stores and shit like that. I wouldn't trust them.
Most of what we got here are, we get them from, computer stores or whatever. Or
right,
radio chat.
Right.
That
right.
type of thing.
Well, Radio Shack's gone. I think there's only one left.
It's not a cheap one, right?
That broke my heart. You know what? When Radio Shack started closing.
Yeah, that hurt.
It broke my fucking heart. What's that?
We still have ours open in this little town I'm next to.
Really?
Yeah, it's still open.
Well, cool.
Obviously,
somebody's dedicated. That guy's dedicated. Shit, man. You wouldn't believe being a musician and working on your own gear, man. Radio Shack was your life source. I mean, it was your fucking supply house.
Right.
I mean, if you just need a switch or a knob or something, it was always fucking there, man. Yeah.
Especially if you didn't have, if you didn't have one of these music stores, right?
Right.
That you could go and get whatever.
Well, a lot of the music stores don't cover parts that many more anymore either. Believe it or not, they just want to sell product. They don't sell too many parts. You might find a pickup, shit like that. But as far like you need a fucking knob or a guitar or something like that, or your amplifier or tubes or any hardware like that, this ain't gonna happen. There, Radio Shack, you could have got anything at one time, anything you needed. It was great.
Radio Shack was the Walmart. I won't say the Walmart, but the Walmart of electronics, because
it's
like you could get just about anything there, electronic wise, right?
And I think let me look this up. I don't know if they had anything to do. They were owned by a Tandy company, but I don't remember if it was the same Tandy, because Tandy used to be a leather corporation, a leather company. It sold leather shit, Radio Shack, formerly Radio Shack Corporation, is an American retailer founded in 1921. At its peak in 1990, operated over 8,000 stores worldwide. Let's see. Radio Shack operated over 8,000 stores worldwide. Name is Radio Shack, a Tandy Electronics in the United States, Mexico, United Kingdom, Australia, Canada, outside and other territories. The company, by some of the company's name, used to Radio Shack brand name in parts of Asia, North America, Latin America, and the Caribbean. In February 2015, Radio Shack Corporation filed 11 chapter of protection under the United States bankruptcy law after 11 consecutive quarterly losses. By then, it was operating only in the United States and Latin America. In May 2000, General Wireless Incorporated, an affiliate of Standard General, bought the assets, including Radio Shack brand name and related intellectual properties, from U.S. at $26.2 million. That was cheap, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Really? $26 million, ain't shit. General Wireless Corporation Incorporated was formed but operated at Radio Shack's, and General Wireless IP Holdings LLC was formed to hold the intellectual property of Mexican-based group Granite. Thought it subsidiary Radio Shack, the Mexico acquired Radio Shack brand within Mexico, El Salvador based undercover group acquired Radio Shack brand name in Latin America and the Caribbean, Egypt based Delta RS for trading required and edit. At the end, they got hand around a lot. They're right. About fucking dead. There's no more Radio Shacks.
Sure.
Which is a shame. It's a shame.
Yeah. Well, there was a Tandy TRS 1000 computer, which was a computer or whatever.
The Tandy TS 2000. I remember those.
Yeah.
They were the first one to sell a computer. Remember that? Radio Shack.
Yeah.
Yep, they sold the first computer. I remember those little mini computers, the little bitty things. They were fucking wild. You couldn't do much of shit with them, but they were cool. Timex made them. Timex came out with them.
Welcome to the Dementia Caregivers Podcast Series.
The fuck?
In this podcast, Susan Howland.
I found this clip on YouTube about Sundowner's disease or whatever you call it. That's
yeah.
What I was playing.
Okay.
But anyway, Radio Shack operates primarily as e-commerce website, a network independently owned franchise. Radio Shack store suppliers for parts of Hobby Town, USA. So they have a website now. Okay. Radio Shack. Okay. Like a fucking. Okay. We just like fucking Amazon or whatever. Well, fuck yeah.
Well, yeah. But again.
So much cheaper have a website than it has to fucking have a fucking, you know, goddamn store. Fuck. You know?
Yeah.
I'll be damned. Tools and kits. Okay, Plex, okay. Radio Rosin soldering Plex. Damn, it's cheap, $13.99. Yeah, so they've sold soldering irons forever. Huh.
Wow.
I'll be damned.
Yeah, we... What was it? China.
It's a shame we had to talk about Radio Shack. Here I'm looking at their fucking website. All the fucking toys I want. Fuck me. Oh, shit. Here's a
nice.
Bombus robotics rollover car you can build. My first electric lab set I had was from Radio Shack. My brother got it for me for my birthday. You ever remember those electronic labs? You ever seen them?
Yes.
Where you build
yes.
shit out of them, you know, on
yes.
that board? Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And I got robots
sure.
in here you can build.
Cool.
Yeah. I'd love to see another one of those. You know, I really would. Barnabas Robotics. What is it? I don't know, man.
Wow.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Barnabas Robotics Rover Andruno, whatever the fuck it is. If it's radio control. They got cutter kits in here. Really nice, too. Damn. 60-piece electronic set. $72. Fuck. Anyway, you know, man. Radio Shack. Big fan. Big fan of that motherfucker.
Wow. I mean, I'm looking at a thing on YouTube where this whoever this guy is, he he reviews all kinds of, he must have like all his stuff, all kinds of kind of older technology type stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's like
mm-hmm.
cassette decks, still works, fastest computer booting PC or whatever it was, and things of that nature.
Right.
And, you know, just a bunch of different cassette tapes, different cassette tape, the brands of cassette tapes and smartwatch clocks and 1970s Panasonic take and tape portable cassette recorder. So yeah. So yeah, that's what this guy does. He reviews this. That's a it's a YouTube channel that all he does is review this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's like, yeah, fun stuff. You know, and it's
right.
Like, yeah, go ahead and review, you know. It's interesting to me, at least. Cable that converts analog audio to digital. Clear-click audio to USB.
Mm.
Yeah, stuff like that.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. Radio Shack is always a good place for me to go and visit every so often because you see some stuff that you probably won't see in Walmart.
Right. Oh, yeah. Right. Exactly. Well, I'm looking right here at switches and all kinds of shit to buy there, you know?
Yeah.
Crazy.
In fact, I was having problems with my cell phone because something had happened to it, and it went into slow charging mode and stuff like that, and I tried to fix it, and I must have did something with the programming or whatever, or did this or that or the other to it, and I tried to take it to the store, the AT&T store. They said, well, we don't do that type of stuff. Try Radio Shack. So I walked just, I don't know, a half a parking lot away, you know, to the next,
mm-hmm.
to the nearest Radio Shack, gave it to the guy, said, hey, yeah, I can do this. I said, I hope I don't have to, you know, do anything with the battery, because I went and looked it up, and it's this particular phone I have is a big production. You got to heat the back of the phone up and pop it off and take apart the circuit board and all that shit and all that shit.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a big process to go through with this phone to correct
right.
whatever, to even change the battery, right?
Right.
That was what we want. So I asked the guy, the TNT show, and she goes, well, take it over to Walmart, take it over to Radio Shack and have them test the battery, you know?
Right.
We don't do that here, but go to Radio Shack and they'll do it for you. And
right.
I said, fine, whatever. He said, it turns out that it wasn't the battery. It was something within the phone that I did to change the settings that whatever. And they got to fix it. And it only cost me $10.
Really? Yeah, same there. Yeah.
That ain't bad, right?
No, fuck
just $10 to put in the, go into it and just move something over and do this and that, and there you go. $10, not bad.
That's it.
So, yeah. You know?
You don't find too many places that work on electronics anymore. It's, you know, like, I've got people that call me and want me to rebuild like a starter or alternator problem. And I'm like, well, you know, I don't just do plain Jane. I don't do that for the fucking, you know, for business. You know, I don't rebuild them for that. It's got to be a specialty type alternator or motor, starter motor, before I even fucking touch them, you know. But, you know, the price tag, listen, man, I just ordered parts for a car from our local parts store, okay? And the parts were outrageously fucking high. Then come to find out they were not the right, they work on this car, but they won't jive with the computer very good. for some fucking reason, okay? So that's automatically a fucking problem, you know? So, and I went online and found these same identical ones cheaper, much, much cheaper than what the store price was. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, but the client didn't want to wait. So, okay, well, you got to pay the price or you don't want to wait. Well, they wind up having to wait any fucking way because they ain't going to work anyway. So, you know, nothing else I could do. But, you know, I mean, sorry, it ain't my fault. I mean, but just, you know, it is what it is.
Look, if they're willing to pay the price, who are you to argue, right?
Right. But the thing is, to me, though, here's where the problem fell in, was the fact is they were expensive from the store. And they are a model for this, or the aftermarket model for this make a car and this motor, right? But the problem is they are claiming they are having some issues with this unit, okay? And it's just not good. And why would I want to put a fucking unit on there that I know is going to fuck up? You know what I mean? So I would rather wait. I would have waited. Well, it would have been a little bit longer than I got them. I got them a little quicker, which actually they're already here. But anyway. They came pretty quickly in 3-4 days. But, you know, there again, the other ones I was looking to buy were looking not until the 20th of this month. And it's getting pretty close to this is already the 15th. And the car should be done today. We should be finished with it today. So that, you know, hopefully it works. Everything goes good. But we don't know until we put it together, you know.
Hey.
But it's just amazing how he's priceless parts. He's fucking part priceless. Fuck me, man.
Okay, so that YouTube page that I was talking to you about, I put it in the core group. If you want to check it out at some other point, okay. It's there for you to check out.
Okay.
You know?
BWL?
BWL, yes.
Okay. What is it about?
So anyway, it is what it is.
Oh, it's about all electronic shit. Give you electronic shit?
Electronic
Oh, that's
shit.
Cool.
Audio tapes,
You can't download vinyl? You can't download vinyl. No, you can't. Solar calculators.
Yep.
35-year-old. Power bank still works. Snappy video snapshot. Uh-huh. Everyone forgot. Snappy. How to rescue an orphan turntable and why you should. It talks 1980 box clock 3 talking alarm clock. Yeah, I remember those. Yep, I remember those. Okay, I'll scoop through this shit.
And obviously, a lot of that stuff he tests out on that channel. Obviously, he found places where he could get that shit, and he got it, and a lot of that stuff works, you know?
Right, yeah. Well, you never know, man. You never know. You never know.
I mean, this guy obviously did the legwork, right, to find this stuff, to find the actual stuff that
actually
worked. And spend the money to get it to where you could show it on YouTube and test it and do all this stuff and, you know, prove that it still works, you know. And that's interesting to me. I've been watching this and that's another thing I've been doing the last few weeks. After I find this guy's YouTube place, I've been watching a lot of his stuff, you know.
Right.
You know. Because it interests me.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
It is what it is.
Yeah, that's cool.
Oh, the hoe, they don't want the hoe in the White House. They don't want him. They don't want her in the West Wing. Do they?
The hell? Yeah, it's, you know, it's going to get crazier before it gets better. You know, it is.
Well, it always does.
Yeah.
I mean, I understand that the House is going to do all these investigations, okay? The House of Representatives is going to do all these investigations. And there's even without this whole document scandal thing, there's enough there to impeach Joe Biden over. There's enough there.
Like I said before, Mike, the point, they knew it before midterm election. You see, why are they protecting this fucking guy? Who are they trying to protect? You know, ain't we supposed to be honest? Ain't we supposed to be honest people? You know, I don't think it's true. I don't think honest it fucking exists anymore. If you're fucking honest, there's something fucking wrong with you. Seriously, you know. I'm going to beat yours and give us the whole fucking hour. It says 29 minutes. See what it says. Because they'll cut us off, you know, just shuts it all down. But,
hey. Yeah. Well, once you, I mean, look, the guy on Block Talk, for instance, tomorrow I will be on a show with a guy that basically is a wrestling guy. He pro wrestling and stuff, but he's been having problems with Block Talk for a while now, but in terms of, he lives up in New York, and there are times when it's not Block Talk, it's Spectrum or whatever they call it.
The service, internet service, They sent me an email. It was an outstanding offer to me, so I'm okay. Fuck, why not? That's crazy, you know.
Or last couple of weeks, it's been just bad weather up there, up in New York.
Yeah, they got their asses handed to them up there. They got it. They got fucked pretty hard up there. Yeah, buddy.
Yeah,
that was crazy.
But this guy, there are times when he has problems with the phone lines with BTR.
Right.
That I'm sitting there on the phone with him and I'm like, oh fuck, I gotta reboot the system or our phones are acting up on us and I can't hear anybody.
I had problems with the chat room a lot and the phone. And then they jacked the price up to $60. I'm like, no fucking way, man. No way. Mm-mm. $60 for an hour? Nope. So I was gone. You know.
Yeah.
Well, I left. Well, no, it didn't go up to high until I left. After I left, then it went up real high. I'm like, no, I'm never coming back to this bullshit. Ain't worth it, you know. And you're making money off of advertisements off of me? And you're wanting more from me? Fuck you. Because they got sold. BTR belonged to somebody else. They sold it to somebody else. And whoever owns it now, whoever, I don't know. Maybe they know what the fuck they're doing. They got their shit straight. Whoever got hold, they jacked the price up too high. That's how they lost most of the, I mean, there was nobody on BTR anymore. I mean, there used to be hundreds of shows on here, different bloggers going, fucking people that, no, they lost a whole bunch of them. I was one of them. I was gone. You know, you just don't go jacking it up fucking, 200% and shit like that, from your cost, So,
right.
That's the deal.
That was a bad business model.
Yeah, it was. He's killing himself. Because BTR used to be the hottest fucking thing on the net. I mean, I had the most number one fucking show. I had more fucking listeners and followers than anybody did. I was on somebody else's show. But they were following me. They weren't following him, That was the fucked up part about it. And then
you go down and you go into the you go and look and you say, okay, conservative, whatever, and you go and it would be like four or five, six pages of shows that may or may not be live at the time.
Right.
They would not, right? And then you may have had at any given point back in the day, back 10, 15 years ago, you may have had, I don't know, at any given point in a day, let's say a 10 o'clock, well, maybe not a 10 o'clock, maybe.
Oh, it was around the clock. It was around the clock, Mike.
Yeah.
It was around the clock.
At any given time, you might have had, I don't know, 10, 15, maybe 20 shows starting at, let's say, 8 p.m.
Right.
You know, and then another our time or another, and then another 5 or 6 starting at 9 p.m. our time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you would have possibly, you know, definitely double digits starting at 7 p.m. our time. Maybe double digits at 8, 9 p.m. our time, and even high single digits, 9 p.m., you know, 10 p.m., maybe 11 p.m. our time, you know?
Right. My average show was about 20, 30 people at a time. One time we did over 1,700 people one time.
Right.
1,700, you know?
And you had things like the Crow and Moore show and your show, I believe
Hugh
did a show, didn't he?
A couple.
He did a show.
His didn't take off very
well. Some of the other people, you know, of course, Kel, our friend Kel, that type of, I believe, with somebody at one point.
Yeah.
So, you had a bunch of different people that did shows. I mean, when I originally founded, like I said, you have pages.
Gunslinger's back. Did you walk out of the table? Mike, can we get background noise? Should we get background noise from, goddammit?
I'm rolling westbound on I-20. 404 for diesel there.
404?
Yeah, 404.
Well, ain't bad. Oh, you're in the car heading back?
I'm in the car, yeah. There's a lot of background noise.
Seems like a blower motor maybe run or something.
Yeah,
highway noise. We're just about done anyway. Cause it's going to kick us off in a minute anyway.
It
says 17 minutes, Phil.
Yeah. We are electronics and fucking diseases and
electronics diseases. Always hoes.
Yeah.
No, what? Matter of fact, I want to hear this clip. I want to hear this clip, Mike, about the sundowners. So I need to know what the fuck this is. You know what I mean? So, ready to listen to this clip? Let's do it. All right, here we go.
Okay,
welcome to the Dementia Caregivers Podcast Series. In this podcast, Susan Howland with the California Southland Chapter of the Alzheimer's Association will cover how you as a caregiver can better understand sundowning, a behavior related to people living with dementia. First, what is sundowning?
Many people who have dementia experiencing sundowning, and it's when the sun begins to set, individuals might become restless, agitated, might have more of these behavioral symptoms, might want to leave the house, might want to become combative. And it's really a challenge for family members, caregivers, to actually kind of manage the individual in those situations.
What are some of the behaviors associated with sundowning?
The behaviors caregivers frequently see with an individual sundowning would be agitation, anxiety, restlessness, pacing, maybe refusal to help participate in a task or activity, maybe you want to leave the house by themselves or engage in other behaviors that might not be safe.
What are the causes of sundowning?
Some people might say it's because the sun is setting, there are increased shadows in the home, it's getting darker. There might be increased activity in the home, people coming, people going, preparations for dinner. Also, this is an individual who might be exhausted at this point.
How can a caregiver reduce the risk for sundowning?
I think if you're looking to reduce the likelihood of someone experiencing sundowning, you can try a variety of techniques. It might be making sure an individual has enough physical activity during the day, that a person has engaged in cognitive stimulation throughout the day as well. Maybe a half an hour before you start noticing symptoms usually start. Maybe work on a jigsaw puzzle. Flip through a photo album. Go for a walk in the neighborhood.
Do people living with dementia also have sleep issues?
We know that individuals who do engage, again, in physical activity during the day might sleep better. People who engage in meaningful activities that fit their abilities, setting a routine, so always up at 7 in the morning, going to bed at 9, maybe having a nice nighttime routine to try to wind down as well, and limiting caffeine or caffeinated products after 3 in the afternoon might all help.
What are strategies that can help caregivers cope with sundowning in the moment the behavior is occurring?
So caregivers who are experiencing sundowning in the moment have a couple of options they can try. They can try redirecting the individual to an enjoyable activity, maybe taking the individual to a quiet room for some relaxing, you know, soothing music to try to help calm the individual down. Ultimately, the goal is to try to learn from that situation and apply it to the next day.
We hope this podcast will help you to better understand sundowning. If you have an idea for a podcast topic, please email it to us at nursinghomes@hsag.com. Thank you, and stay tuned for upcoming podcasts in our Dementia Caregivers podcast series.
I tell you what, I feel sorry for my caregiver. Because if I'm going to get mad at night, it means I'm a rock and roller. I'm ready to go out and fucking party. To whoever my caregivers might whip their ass. It's party time. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So when a judge says, why did you whip this caregiver's ass, Ron? Because I'm a sundowner, man. Don't you know I got the disease?
No.
I'm fucking, hang on a sec. Mike, I'll be right back. Hang on a minute, man.
Yo, are you still there?
All right, I'm back.
Yeah.
I had to turn my furnace down, man. Fuck, it was cooking me out of here. Fuck yeah, 73 degrees. Fuck, I don't need that much heat, man. Ooh.
Put that heat on, man.
Fucking wood burn, don't fuck around. I've had to open the doors before. But it's cheaper. Yeah. Matter of fact, the propane company just sent me a bill for $136 or more just for a rental for the tank because I don't own the tank. Yeah. Grandma and grandpa just had to have propane. Fuck that propane. The only thing I had propane in this house used to be, well, the stove and a furnace, you know?
Yeah.
Which we put in because that's what grandma wanted. But once they were gone, I put electric in, got rid of the propane stove. So we don't have much need for propane, except the furnace is propane. But we don't use the furnace very often at all because we rely mostly on wood, you know? You know, wood, firewood, because it's cheaper.
Yeah.
But now since I ain't buying gas from them, I mean, that tank has got over 60% fuel in it still. It's a 500-gallon tank. There's plenty of propane in it, you know. But so I ain't buying no fuel from them, so fuck you. We're going to rent the tank to you. We're going to get some money out of you one way or the other, motherfucker. You know what I mean?
Sure.
So, and I don't want to give them the propane back. You know, I do. I probably will in the summertime. I say, well, I'm not going to keep paying rent on that fucking tank. You know, I'm going to sell the propane out of the tank and, you know, say, oh, no, you can't do it. Well, fuck, I can. I own it. I own what's in that tank's my shit. Unless you're going to give me retail value of the fucking propane that I paid for it. You ain't getting shit. It's mine. You know?
Sweet.
Who do you call? Please tell me to come get it. No, they ain't. My propane's in that fucking tank. You ain't getting shit. I didn't agree to nothing. I ever signed no contract with you for anything, so don't give me that shit. This shit was here when I moved to the fucking house.
Yeah, once you paid the money, and they didn't, they haven't refunded your money, have
right.
they? Have they?
No.
So
no.
There's no refund. Mm-hmm. Once you paid that money, that propane is yours.
That's right. But I'll just call them up and say, well, how much would you get? There's 80%, there's 60% left in the tank. So that's half of what it holds. It's you know, you figure it's about 250 gallons of propane. You know, it's a 500-gallon tank. Mm-hmm. Now you $130, so you're charging how much a gallon for propane? First, I'll call them, ask how much they charge for propane. What's propane going for per gallon? You know what I'm saying? Then I'll do the math. Then I'll call them and tell them we can get your fucking tank, and I want my money back, you know? Because I don't need it. I don't need that propane furnace running. I don't. I mean, it's easy. It's convenient. You know what I mean? But fuck it. No. Uh-uh. I mean, I might put another 100-gallon tank in that I'll buy myself. I'll wait till I find one somewhere, you know, and I'll hook it up with 100-gallon propane just in case we have a problem with you know, something, you know, have backup heat, you know what I mean? And I'll just put one of them fucking, like the other house over there, it's got a propane wall unit, you know, one of them fucking ventless heaters. It does fine there, but it's wood needed too. You know, we only use it when we need it, when we need instant fucking heat. That's the only reason we need it. You know what I mean? Which ain't very often. Just get your lazy ass up and throw some wood in the fucking fire. That's all you got to do. You'd be fine.
You should know about lazy fucking asses.
Oh, yeah. Fuck, I fucking been using firewood for years. I love firewood. It's a lot cheaper, man. It is. It just makes more logical financial sense. Until I get too old and I can't fucking carry a log no more, then it's a different story, you know? But I guarantee I'll get somebody to do it for me. You know, fuck it. When I get my dementia, you know, fuck it. I don't care. I'll burn shit outside in the yard, set the yard on fire and shit. I don't care. You don't have to put me in a fucking home somewhere. Yeah, fuck yeah, man. I'm a party. Fuck.
I got to down some.
Exactly. Fuck, that should be some fucking, that should be some little bit of an excuse for the poor old fucking bastard. Fuck, man.
Hey.
You know, I don't wish nobody gets that. And I feel for your mom. I do, Mike, you know. I feel for you. I get it, you know. I know what it's like to take care of, you know, elderly people. I've done it many times. You know, you love them. You love them dearly. You know, it's your mom, especially your mom.
Yeah. And hell, if things had went differently with you, you'd still have grandma there.
Yeah, I would. I would have, yeah. Yeah. But that was not their intention. And anything else that was here that's hers, they didn't ever came back to get it. This has been over a year now. You know, grandpa died over, well, October 27th, year before last. So he's been dead for a year and, let's see, October, November, December, January, 5 months, 4 months. Hey, Gunn, what's up, man?
Hey, you know, they sold Elvis Presley's jet. I seen it.
Did they finally sell it?
Yeah, $230,000.
Oh, shit. I'll be damned.
It
was
his
old lady's happy.
Oh, yeah, she's happy, I'm sure, yeah.
Fuck, yeah. But she's got to bury her daughter, too, so.
Yeah, it's been sitting at some airport out in Arizona for 10 years.
Out in the desert.
Yeah, they're going to have to take it apart can truck it. They can't fly it out because it's not flyable. But,
no.
Yeah, can you believe that? $230,000 fucking.
Ain't no fucking way, man.
I would get.
Yeah, I've seen videos on it.
They showed the inside of it.
Yeah, I seen that. Yeah, I seen all that shit. Well, it was fun while it lasted. What can else be to say?
Yeah.
Been a lot of celebrities died this month so far.
Yeah, you know, his daughter, you know, died obviously with a heart attack.
Yeah, the other day, yeah.
I didn't know that she had three kids, and one of her kids committed suicide in 2020.
Yeah,
I read that today.
Yeah.
Believe
uh-huh.
that? Wow.
Oh, yeah. Well.
Crazy.
Well, I heard she looked like she was fucking drugged out at their awards.
Yeah,
you know,
well.
So.
There's a guy that says that what happens with these people, particularly that have drug problems, that if they get any type of money or they get into any type of a group that runs that way, the drug problems will come back on them. You know.
Yeah, they'll backslide. Right.
Carrie Fisher. When the other set of the Star Wars movies came out in the 90s, you know, early 2000s, and well, we saw what happened with that, and she's now
dead. Carrie Fisher's kind of a crazy bitch too, though.
Mm-hmm.
She's kind of crazy anyway. Yeah.
Yeah. But she had drug problems all too. Now, granted, Lisa Marie had other problems. I mean, why would she want to marry Michael Jackson?
Well, when you're a freaky deacon in drugs, you don't care. You know?
I guess so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you never know, man. Well, we got about minutes or so. But, yeah. Blog Talk.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
On BTR,
yeah. Yeah. I mean, this is the overtime hour if you're dialed in. I don't know if anybody can hear us or not. I don't know. I have no idea if anybody can hear us.
Once you cut it off and stuff like that, you know.
A voter led astray still in the chat room, so I don't know if they can still hear me or not. You know,
but what's his name? The guy I'm on the panel with the wrestling guy. Sometimes he'll go, look, we're gonna go. He'll warn us the day before or the 2 days before, whatever. We're gonna have we're gonna go into overtime. You know, we'll
right.
do a one.
What's the name of his show? Is he on BTR?
Russell Chat. Yeah, Russell Chat.
Russell Chat, okay. What time does the show start?
Well, let's see, on Sundays it is like 1 o'clock our time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, on Tuesdays it's like noon or whatever. Well, not noon, but like 11 o'clock our time. Fridays at 11 o'clock. He does it three times a week.
So he does them at night too, day and night?
Or
are you talking about all daytime?
Mostly during the daytime. Daytime.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll try to catch it. Whatever. Cruise around. Yeah.
Like I said, it's like 1 o'clock our time tomorrow. So, I guess it would be today, since today's Sunday.
All right.
Later on
well, we got
today,
one more.
So,
we
yeah.
got one more minute left of this one. I'll let everybody know I'll be back on again tonight. So check it out. Keep Gunslinger out of fucking. We got to keep Gunslinger out of fucking Hooters. We'll be all right.
I know.
Yeah,
I just
it's a hard habit to break, isn't it?
There it is, finally, you know, here and there. Just walked in the door. I'm outside unlocked the door right now.
Just got in the house. Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we got like 6 seconds left. So, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. Are we dead?
Fuck George Zinder.
No.
Fuck George Zinder.
Now it's counting up. No, it's counting down. Like, give me another 20 seconds, maybe?
Oh, shit.
Yeah, let's see. 1980. Yeah. What the fuck's going with this?
Oh, yeah, that's why Fox News online now. I guess, you know,
He didn't get the offer I got to get on BTR, did he? And I said, no, but right. No, you got to pay all kinds of money talking this fucking format again.
Talking is bullshit.
We're dead. We're dying. We're going to die. The lights just went out. Still ain't dead. I'm still alive. I'm still breathing.
Still breathing? Damn.
Yeah. Well, now, goddamn it. Who knows?
I guess
I'll see you later today. Yeah, later today you'll see me. Yeah. Anyway, I jumped on Mike because he's been missing in action, gunslinger. So, like, where the hell have you been, goddamn you, boy?
Yeah,
all uptight and worried. You know, she could have called us, dropped a line. I said, hey, motherfuckers, I'm still alive like you don't care, you fucking asshole.
I got busy.
Yeah, you fucking asshole, I'm still alive. I know, that's all right. Just let us know. We want to know, goddammit. We're nosy motherfuckers.
Okay.
We want to know everything you're doing, Mike.
Yeah.
I want to know every time you take a shit, I
want
to know about it.
You want to stick your nose in my shit all the time, don't you?
Yes, I do. Anyway, see, your episode has ended. We're processing the audio now, and it will be available on Blog Talk Radio Profile in a few minutes. Tell people about it now on Facebook.
I guess.
I don't know. They're trying to arrange the audio. So the episode ended. I can't believe we're still talking. I don't get it.
I still hear you loud and clear.
What's that?
I still hear you loud and clear.
Yeah, I don't know, but the episode ended. And it kicked it up and says, thank you. Your episode has ended. We processed the audio now, and it will be available on your Blog Talk Radio profile in a few minutes. Tell people about it now. Facebook, Twitter, or whatever the T means. Twatter.
Damn.
So, I don't know.
Bye.
Okay. Thank you too, motherfucker, I guess. All right, guys. So I'm going to throw a song up. Maybe I'm going to get the fuck out of here, man. All right.
I'll see. So, see you later. Right. Like I said, see you later.
I don't think it's going to let me. I can't do that either. I can't play no song. No songs for you, motherfuckers.
Oh shit!
But I got a plan.
You can play them with me.
Got a plan. Let me see if I can find it. Let's see if this works. Here we go. See if you hear this. Can you hear it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know. All right. Sing along with it. Goddamn it.
Let's go and see the stars, the Milky Way, on even Mars, where they could just be hard. Let's fade into the sun, let's just do it fly, we'll be at one, just for a little fun. Oh, oh, oh yeah! I want to get away, I want to fly away.
Got to get away. Get away.
Go, go, go.
Run away.
Run, coward, George. Run.
Get the fuck out, Boris.
I want to get away. I want to fly away. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Lieutenant Dan.
Yeah.
I want to get away. 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 Yeah. I want to get away. I want to fly away. Yeah.
God damn it, fly away, you motherfucker.
Right.
We're still on. We're still fucking on. Why is that?
I have no idea.
Are now they're giving out two extra hours afterwards now? What
Maybe.
The fuck? I don't know. Okay, that's kind of cool.
No, I feel, yeah.
Kind of. Yeah. I'm surprised Cinder hasn't been on here snooping around.
Yeah. He's a but coward.
Well, you know, I think you can listen and you're not going to be identified in the chat room. Do you have to sign
in
the chat room?
Well, I'm not now because I'm bringing the computers up. But I think you can be, I think you can listen without being signed in. Yeah.
Yeah, so they don't know you're fucking there or not. Not like it used to be when it showed, you know, guests. It used to show you had guests in there, you know. I don't know, I never had that. So I don't know.
Right.
I don't know what they, who knows? Who knows what they've done? Of course, they've changed everything now. Now you can trash can the fucking chat, too. Have you seen that?
I didn't
on
see
a chat
that,
room,
no.
You can trash it. Yeah. Take trash can. Real trash in there. Okay. Yeah, you can fucking kill them. But what gets me is they... have a time and date and time, what time you sent that chat, you know?
Right. Thank you, cut off. Yep. I ain't thinking cut off. Cut off, cut off, cut off.
Fuck me, 109.
Yeah, no.